Hello.
Hello, it's just us.
So far, yes.
Well, until 9 o'clock, after that show is done.
Well, Wedge isn't watching it, is he?
No, but, you know, he's always late.
We need to buy that man a watch.
Yeah.
Or a night's watch. But certainly one of the two.
I'll have a night watch.
Ooh, is that a drink? That should be a drink.
It should.
I'm thinking Kahlua's involved to give it that nice dark... Ooh, and some dark rum.
Dark rum. Kraken rum.
Oh, yeah. Kraken rum, some Kahlua. Let's see.
And a hint of Dr. Pepper.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, Dr. Pepper. But it needs something... Oh, on ice. There we go.
On ice, yeah. I like that. Make that happen.
In fact,
make
I
that
might...
right now.
I very well might do that right now. I have all the necessary ingredients.
I don't have Kahlua. I have the rum. But I don't have Dr. Pepper.
Nope. I have all the ingredients necessary.
All right, mix it. Let me know how it is.
I will in a minute. Widge, talk to Rox.
It's the Rox, John, and Widge show.
Yes. Until 9 o'clock,
I think. That's the theme song.
It is.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you one thing about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and it's this.
Coulson's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Hey,
they take the big black bird bus plane so he could, like, go to liquor stores and,
you know.
You're
gonna be all racist.
All right, I gotta go get
it
some...
It is! It's a big black plane bus thing. They
That's
call it
what
the bus.
She said.
It's got a big bird on it. I watched a half hour. It's okay.
Well,
they're spending like the first half hour just trying to set everything up, though, right? So I'm going to give them
some... Well, they could. You know what? They could have put the spoilers in the movies.
What?
They could have put like little bits in the movie, a little bit here, a little bit there, and then everybody would have to like Easter egg it and like, you know, when the Avengers came out, they'd have to like splice. Get this? No.
I gotta get some Dr. Pepper. I'll be right back.
Okay, go mix the drink.
Now, are any of the characters that were introduced in the S.H.I.E.L.D., what you call it, one shot, are they in this, or are they
separate? I don't know. I never read S.H.I.E.L.D.
No. There was a mini movie on the Avengers Blu-ray that was like a 15-minute short that focused on S.H.I.E.L.D.
I don't know.
Which was sort of, they were saying... I'm sure they probably had it in mind before they did this. But it's sort of like a backdoor mini-pilot for this. Just like there's an Agent Carter one-shot on the Iron Man 3 Blu-ray, which is quite good. Are you getting an echo of me?
There is a slight echo. I've got one, too.
Okay, just checking.
We'll have to wait for the drunk to come back.
Okay, good.
So, hey, okay, so they're watching the show, so we could talk Boardwalk Empire.
We could. So, is it just me? There's two things that I, my reactions to it thus far. Mm-hmm. Number one, Jeffrey Wright's a badass.
Oh my god, yes.
Is he not supervillain material, or is it just me?
Oh yeah. Oh, handsome, yeah.
The Rock seal of approval. And the second thing is, I want to give Richard Harrow a manly hug. That man needs a hug more than anyone else that has ever existed in fiction.
Yes, and oh my gosh, yeah, he does. And yet, I think we're going to expect great things from him.
I hope so, because that was one of the things that bugged me most, and we talked about this in season 3. Mm-hmm. Is that season 3? Should not have happened like it did when you've got someone running around who can take somebody out from a long distance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Especially when Nucky knows that he's around, and you can't tell me that Nucky doesn't know, you're the badass killer that took out the other badass butcher killer that was working for me. Why don't I hire you to go deal with this problem for me?
Because, you know, he's got too many parties, and this is what happens with all supervillains, okay? Mm-hmm. Even though Nucky's really not But I like that whole setup when he's talking to Sally. I really enjoyed that. That was awesome. You know, he's like, you know, I used to be a small time crook. And then Prohibition, yeah, you know, occurred. I love that.
Which, by the way, I didn't even realize at first that that was Patricia Arquette.
Oh, I know. She was awesome.
Yeah.
No, my idea is the problem, and it follows with the following as well. The bigger your organization gets, the harder it is to control it.
Right.
You know, unless you're, of which we can bring up the Blacklist later on.
Oh, which did you watch?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear about that. Because I have a report as well.
Oh, okay.
Did you watch it?
No, I watched something else.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, we're getting a little
echo. But I'm going to report on the Blacklist anyway.
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm getting just a little bit of an echo on me. Is there?
Yeah, so am I. Do something, drunk man.
Drunk man! Oh, there. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
What?
That's even better.
Yeah, it was loud.
Was it better or was it worse? I don't know.
No, worse.
It's worse now.
Now, granted, it's my voice, so it's hard to get worse. Oh, God, it's worse.
Now he sounds like he needs in a drive.
Ah.
Same here. Let's all go to the lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby.
No, the problem with a big organization is you have no control over the minions.
Right.
Unless you have a big, strong enforcer. And Nucky really does not have that.
Well,
he never really did.
Not a really strong
one. The thing is he didn't even have his brother. And right. It wasn't until season 3, you know, that they took Eli down and they kind of rebuilt him.
Right.
That now Eli is a good secondhand man. Okay. Also, I really liked Eddie stepping up and saying, hey, I can do shit too.
Now, that was interesting, because at first I was like, oh no, are we about to lose Eddie? But the fact that he's now, you know, just brought more into the circle, I'm fine with that, because...
I am too, because here's the thing, is when you consider we don't have Margaret... I don't know if she's been written out totally.
No, she's still in the credits.
Okay, but still, she hid the stuff. Whereas he, if anything, again, he's got a large organization.
Right.
He doesn't look to the correct people to hold everything. He could have had no problem with the whole land thing if he trusted Eddie to begin with.
Did he start a land war in Russia?
No, they're going to start one in Florida.
Which, can I just say, without giving anything away for anybody, I laughed my arse off.
Oh my god, here's the funny thing, is, I know, I love the whole Glengarry Glen Ross thing, too. Mm. However, when you consider the movie Coconuts, which comes out, 1933, 34?
Right.
It's about parceling up land in Florida as well, so it's like, oh my god, how appropriate. Actually the interesting storyline is Mueller used to be agent, what's his name? Michael Shannon's character.
Right.
Here's a guy who, okay, yeah, his form of what is right and wrong is kind of twisted. But he always felt he's on the right side of the law.
Right.
Now he's not. So I wonder what that is going to do to his psyche. Hmm. Even more than what it is now.
Right.
I mean, here's a guy, you know, he knows everything he does is wrong. You know, instead of resigning yourself, he is not. You can see everything he does is fucking painful. Everything he does is just like constant. It's a constant battle. It's a constant battle with his wife. No, we can't go into debt buying furniture. I mean, every little thing. They're not going to let up on that guy. He's gonna kill his wife.
All right.
Something.
He's going to do something. And it'll be epic. Yes.
Rox, I have a report for you.
Yes. Oh, okay. We have a new drink called the Night Watch.
Widge's Night Watch.
Which, oh, whatever.
Oh, God.
We didn't put Widge's name on front of it.
We said
when I talked about it.
That means he's about to...
Read it.
No, wait, Rox. That means that it didn't taste good and he's about to blame me for it.
Oh, okay.
It tastes like Widge. No.
Oh, Christ.
No. It tastes quite tasty. Actually, what I had to do, because, first of all, here were the actual ingredients I wound up using. The Kraken spiced rum, of course. Then, because I actually didn't have any clue, I wound up using Starbucks coffee liqueur. Okay. As a Bible substitute. And my Dr. Pepper that I was going to use, as I also had left, was Dr. Pepper 10. So to offset the fact that it's missing, even though they're bold tasting calories, there's actually 10 of them, I added some simple syrup along with the Dr. Pepper. And then because I tasted it and I was like, I could use a little something else. I put in some Trader Vic's chocolate liqueur. And then to top it off, because I just had some vanilla ice cream and I didn't have anything to stir it with, I used the spoon with some vanilla ice cream on it and stirred it in there, and it's delicious.
Wow, and there you have it.
So there's the ice for the Night's Watch.
Night's Watch. Or Night Watch. Put that on the website.
On which? The Wikipedia?
Whatever one. Sure. Just put it up on Wikipedia? The internet.
It's not there. I don't think it's there anymore.
Just put it on
the
internet.
It's not.
I think it's a porn site.
Is it?
It might be.
Anyway, I just, you know, I'm always, if there's a thing I like about TV, or good TV, that hooks me is the cinematography. I mean... Again and again, I've always bitched. It's like I can't watch Under the Dome because it looks like, you know, Murder, She Wrote.
Well.
And stuff.
Cosette actually watched half an episode of it and bailed.
Yeah. It doesn't look right. You know, it's, you have a town, the town should be a character. It's like Broadchurch or whatever, that David Tennant movie show. The actual town is a character.
Oh, which I've started watching, by the way.
It's beautiful.
It's like, I'm like half an hour into the first episode, and I swear to Christ, it's like, let's see if we can introduce a character who's played by someone you know every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's Crisis on Infinite British Casting Agents.
Yes.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
The cinematography and the way they shoot it is amazing. And the thing is you can get these effects not by using high-end film and stuff. You can do so many different stuff. It's like that. That really hooked me. Okay. I already... My kind of gripe on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Okay, it's ABC, so you know it's on a sound lot, and, you know, I've already bailed. Only because of the way it
was. What?
I'm sorry. Why? It's me!
First of all, you've only watched 20 minutes of it.
I watched, like, 20 minutes or so. I can't help it.
Now,
I'm a visual person. Can't help it.
So what you're saying is that the biggest issue you have is that the S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters does not exist.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I just want to make sure that we're clear.
No, it doesn't exist. Doesn't. Right, you know.
Well, you know, John, Rox can't help it. She needs more, and she hasn't found what she's looking for.
That's right. what was I going to say? Oh, okay. So, getting back to Boardwalk Empire and the cinematography there. Okay, now we know that they can't really replicate Tampa of the 30s, the 20s. So,
does it take place in Tampa?
There is, yes. This episode took place in Tampa. It's all rainy and everything. However, they make the set look plausible enough. It doesn't have that hokey kind of look to it. I mean, it really looked like a Cracker Shack where they went to go and drink and stuff. I'm big on that. And where they filmed, you know, Richard's sister's place, that was really well done too. You know, because they're filming in all sorts of different types of, you know, seasons and stuff, so.
Right.
So I started to type in 1930s Tampa, and then I got sidetracked by 1930s Tampa.
Hold on. Okay. Yeah. All right.
That sounds about right.
There, I think tampons of the 30s were scary. I'm sure there's a lot of, like,
the images are not for the faint of heart.
Well, it's part of the problem is, part of the problem is.
Oh, yeah, let's hear your problem about tampons of the 30s.
No, no, because I know a bit about tampon history, and I'll tell you
that
because you had to kill the wild tampons first, all right, they would sometimes ship them while they were still alive, and you'd have to kill them yourself, like a lobster, you know? You'd have to boil it before you used it.
So what you're saying is the men of the household had to go out and procure tampons for women.
No. That's a woman's job.
No, I'm not saying what I'm saying because they thought, you know, because it was a different time, Rox. They thought, oh well, that's a female problem. The females can go kill their own tampons, right? And so they left it to the women, which is so totally unfair, you know. But that's how it was because it was a different time. Look it up. It's in Wikipedia. Look it up, kids.
Yeah, it wasn't until, what, 1980 that you had a comedian going, see, I got a girlfriend. I went out and bought her tampons.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and that was comedy, you know.
Yeah, that was comedy.
That was comedy because real men had been doing it for a while. You know what it was, Rox? It's because...
I want to hear your take. I want to hear you in a female women's class.
Here's the deal. It's only because they started looking to the men to say, you go kill the tampons, that they created the tampons that we know now. Because, I mean, the guys were just put out by it. So they're like, I don't want to every time need some tampons to go kill some tampons. Let me just make some fake tampons.
What I'm trying to figure out is why in the photo gallery for 1930s tampons is this picture. Okay. I don't know if it'll work right for you. But I think maybe this was the right.
Yes.
This is what you were talking about.
No, that's exactly right. It's these two. Okay. For the listeners, it's two vintage wrestlers. Okay. That taken a stance about to wrestle each other. And they used to decide, right? If there was like two guys there, like, okay, you'd go into a pool for tampon killing and whoever lost, right? Two falls out of three. Would have to go kill the tampons. That's how it was decided.
You know what's scary is
this is history, folks.
One brand of tampons is called the fax. So can you fax me some tampons?
By the way, I do have a picture of the
oh my god
of the vicious tampon beasts of northern Tampa.
They're all kind of yarny and everything. Why are these women that are dressed like pilgrim women?
See, that's one that's obviously been stuffed because
yes,
it would have been attacking the photographer. Tampons were vicious.
Yeah, know what? You can get my tampon has a lubricated tip from Dale.
Wow, you know what? You know what, Widge? You know what, Widge? She wins.
No, of course. Well, of course,
I always win.
Of course, Rox wins.
There is a point where too much information is given.
I know. Let's just move on, shall we?
I was just trying to show some history
right onto
the kids.
You're just educating people, really.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
All right,
this is an educational podcast.
History. Okay, this is so funny. We have a young person. It's hard for me to.
You've given birth? I just saw you less than 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, you weren't pregnant.
Is it Dale's fault?
It's all Dale's fault.
Would that be considered Dale sauce?
Now,
I have a coworker who is in her 20s, okay?
You gave birth to a 20-year-old?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yes. It's a miracle of science.
And you made her work for you.
And
or with you, at least,
I guess.
I didn't
pay a dime on her education. That's how fantastic I am, okay? So, of course, bringing her up to speed to my time.
Right, because she was just born and she's already 20 years old.
Right, 25, actually.
Oh, okay.
To bring her up to my speed of education, I'm having to, like, you know, force all this stuff at her, and it's just too much sometimes. So, today, or the other day, I brought up the fact, you know, she said something. She's like, what are you trying to do? Make me crazy? I said, no, I'm trying to gaslight you. She's like, what is that? I'm like, well, that's, you know, part of, you know, you do stuff, you move stuff around, and you make somebody feel like they're going crazy. It's that it's called gaslighting. It's from a movie. So, she got a tin of Altoids. This is how young she is. That there's a lot of stuff that they just don't know. The kids don't know. And on the wrapper, on the inside, it says, you know, in all caps, says uncle, exclamation point. She's like, why does it say that? It says uncle. I don't understand. I'm like, oh, that's because they're curiously strong. And unless you cry uncle, they won't let you go. What do you mean? I'm like, oh, you're kidding. I said, have you ever not been in a fight and somebody twists your arm and they won't let you go until you say uncle? She's like, no. I'm like, okay, never mind. Kids. I said, imagine this work as a crime college. We'll teach you everything, okay? So, that's what we're doing at work. Yes.
So, Rox is raising minions is what you're saying.
Yeah. I had to explain to her what a Fred Flintstone type, you know, scheme is. What is that? She didn't know who Fred Flintstone is. I said, well, you know how he always has those schemes and they go awry. I said, our customers do that. They think they have these schemes. I said, and it's just a Fred Flintstone scheme. It's going to blow up at them. And then the mother-in-law will divorce, you know, make them file divorce proceedings against Wilma. There you go. So.
Did Fred divorce Wilma?
Yeah, did I miss something? Later on. After Pebbles moved to college with Bam Bam. And then they moved in. And that was too much. That's what happened. So, the Blacklist. Let's move on to that. Right, do we have any more to say about the, what you call it? Boardwalk? It's really good.
No, I'm enjoying it so far. It's a slow burn, and we're sitting here trying to figure out what the hell is Dr. Narcisse.
Oh, I like that too, because you know what? There's that song. Oh, what is it from the crap, I can't think of. They sing like the 20s songs.
Right.
Oh, Prince Nesbitt or something like that. It just reminds me of that. That guy reminds me of the song. Elegant and evil, and he's got all of heroin flowing into Manhattan. It's exciting.
Yep.
Oh my god, what's her name? Oh my god, can you imagine? I've never done morphine that I know of, but can you imagine?
What a great disclaimer. That I know of.
Can you imagine you're trying to get rid of this guy and you're going to inject him with morphine? This happened last season, people. And he turns and he injects you with the morphine and you are a big fucking morphine fiend now. Oh my god, she is going to be like the train wreck. What's her name?
Yeah, I just like the fact that the worst part of that is having to say fiend basically like twice when you describe yourself.
Yeah. Oh my god. She's just going to be this giant train wreck. Every time you just look at her, you're like, oh, when is she going? Oh, there she goes. Oh, and when she couldn't get her fix at the little, you know, gin joint. Oh my god. Right. She's like, oh, you know, she's freaking out. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
Yep.
There's no help for you then.
Nope. No help. You are helpless. Yep.
She'll be in a sanatorium or something else.
Something worse.
Yeah. So she didn't get custody of Jimmy Jr. or whatever, right?
I don't know that they... Did they actually resolve it? I don't think it's been resolved.
No, they were in court. Yeah, and that's as far as...
Yeah, we haven't seen the resolution.
Right. Okay. But I like the fact they're bringing in other, even younger people when you have Eli's kid involved now. And,
yeah.
You know, he's going to make up all sorts of stupid-ass, you know, problems because he's stupid.
Yep.
And you need that, you know, because the adults are, you know, some of the adults are making stupid, you know, mistakes. But, you know, there might be hope for you. So, but yeah, three episodes in, it's already really good. So.
Yep. Yeah, I hope it's redeeming itself after the letdown of the last episode of season three.
The last episode of...
Because remember, the penultimate episode was the Eddie getting shot and Capone showing up at the end.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And then we talked about how you had that entire, instead of like it blowing up, it just, they were talking about, oh, this war that lasted weeks and weeks. And it's like,
right.
Oh, now you're drawing it out. You had a setup for this really great conclusion, but now it's sort of just drawn out.
But as somebody has seen enough of these and knows the history of stuff like that, you never always had those big blow up flare.
No, but I'm not saying that's like, oh, well, there's one fight and it's all over.
Right.
I'm just saying as far as the setup for some sort of big resolution, whether it's a fight or whatever else, it just seemed sort of anticlimactic the way the whole thing was handled for the final episode.
See, I didn't have that much of a problem with it.
Really?
Unlike that one ending episode of, you know, Game of Thrones, that I'm like, holy shit, that was the end? And I thought it was one more episode. So, you know, I didn't have a problem with it.
Well, I was okay with it, but I think the problem was I enjoyed that previous episode so fucking much.
To
the point where I was literally like, if you have not started watching Boardwalk Empire, watch it just to get to that episode. That episode is that fucking good.
Yeah.
But, so to come off of that tightness to something that felt like, oh fuck, what do we do? Less tight was just a bit of a letdown. I'm not saying it was horrible. I'm just saying it was like, I wanted it to be tighter. The promise of tightness was not followed through on.
But you're not, I mean, it's like that House of Vipers. You can't, you know, can't really have that because nobody likes each other anyway. And it's like that uneasy, you know, resolution. Nobody's going to be happy, but business must be looked after type of thing. So that's the way I saw it. Mm. I mean, if it ended as a series finale, then yeah, I would have had a problem with it.
Yeah.
But it was just a seasonal thing. I mean, we didn't get as much Capone last season anyway.
No. It wasn't I wanted more Capone.
Right.
It was just, all right, let's figure out who gets killed. So I'm going, all right, bring this noise. And no noise was brought. That's
right.
All I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so Blacklist. Tell me about Blacklist.
I liked it. Okay. Yeah. So, well, here's the weird thing. Yes, we always... It seems like if anybody should make tons of money off of creating one character, that would be what's his name that wrote Hannibal Lecter?
Thomas Harris.
Yeah, he should, you know, if anybody should get money, just, hey, I came up with this character, you all should give me money, he should get it. I mean, we've fallen under having this charismatic kind of character. Now, here's the thing, and this is the thing I brought up with the following. Here's a guy with the connections, he has a following, and it goes really deep. This is what I think the following kind of missed.
Okay.
In Spader's character. He's more like, to me, I would say sort of an American version of Moriarty.
Okay.
A little bit, you know, that he understands a government's agencies and stuff like that. I mean, he's been under wraps for 20 years. The interesting thing is I saw in some paper somewhere, and I just read this after watching it, where he came up with the hairstyle of being almost bald.
Yeah.
Is he's like, well, it was all Spader's idea. Is, well, he's been in hiding for 20 years. In other countries and stuff like that. So, if anything, he needs a haircut that he can almost cut himself.
Right.
So, this is simple, easy, I can do it, and I thought that was really interesting. The whole idea of him turning himself in again, which Lecter did this, you know, where they believe they are smarter than everybody else, that, oh, I don't mind, I could actually turn myself in, and this should be fun.
Right.
And I kind of like, you know, and Lecter was written that way, practically. You know, that there were certain things that he would do, like, yeah, this is entertaining for me. Where they're giving Spader's character a little bit more, you know, stuff to do.
Right. Whereas,
like, Silence of the Lambs, it was pretty much just kind of not fully pushing buttons, but this guy is doing it. The whole thing about this chick's husband having, you know, like a whole locker box full of, you know, that's a lot of passports. You know, of how involved that is. So to me, this might be a little bit more fulfilling as far as how big a conspiracy this could be.
Right.
Whereas I can see the tropes of, you know, Joe being this charismatic leader, but to me, his influence, unless they pull it just like this one, you don't know if Joe has a leader, you know, above him pulling his strings. But I don't know. I doubt that. But, you know, it's a crime procedural show. It looks good. Yes, they resolve it in, you know, 10 minutes. But they've done some stuff that's kind of interesting. Stuff that you only kind of heard of, like, in crime scenes. You know, the police don't come and clean up a crime scene. You're stuck doing it. And this chick is actually cleaning up a crime, you know, her own husband's blood and stuff. You don't see that. So I'm giving points to that. I mean, that was a good hook for a first episode.
Okay.
So what did you, I mean, you said.
I have not seen it.
Oh, okay.
No, what I watched was the first episode of Ironside.
Oh, okay. Oh,
how was that?
Basically it, I mean, Blair Underwood's fine.
Yeah.
They're going, they're obviously not trying to remake the original. I know a lot of people were pissed that they got a person who wasn't, you know, actually in a wheelchair to play somebody in a wheelchair. But I'm like, you know, it kind of makes the flashback sequences with him running around a lot easier to film.
I mean, what's his name wasn't, you know,
no,
they
Raymond
had to
Burr,
do that.
No, no.
I know they had to do that with him, too. They had flashbacks.
But, yeah. But I'm like, you know, it's like, guys, it's. Not only is there, like, a black, huge protagonist in a crime procedural, but he's also in a wheelchair. I mean, it's like, what, did you ever think you're going to see that? I mean, come on. Can we have, I mean, I'm a pessimistic son of a bitch, and I'm going, now granted, I'm not in a wheelchair myself, obviously, but I'm just like, can we lean towards the positive on this at all? But I'm like, okay, fine. But it just, it seems to me like it's going to be another procedural. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nothing in it that really stands out. There are some things in it that are a little bit silly. And the whole him dealing with what's happened to him is sort of handled with a mallet. I'm not saying a mallet is what put him in the wheelchair. I'm saying it felt like writer-wise they were going, let's hammer this home.
Oh.
So it's, I don't know. It just... It's the sort of thing where I'm like, well, I'm glad I watched that. I probably won't be watching any more of it.
Right.
But I mean, that is the problem and why.
Is it in San Francisco like the other one?
You know, I have no idea where the hell the thing's set. I didn't even pay attention to that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have no clue. Okay. But no, I'm like, there are so many procedurals now.
There are, because we'll have to bring up Sleepy Hollow.
Which, did you watch Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah,
I watched two episodes so far.
I didn't watch the second episode. I had no desire to really go see the second episode.
I kind of liked it. I liked it. Only because I'm a big Washington Irving fan. I really am. I love the film Sleepy Hollow. I even watched that dorky Disney cartoon Sleepy Hollow. It's a great story. It's a great American story. Just like The Wizard of Oz. There's only so many, you know, actual folk tales and lore that's ours. And Sleepy Hollow and Rip Van Winkle and The Wizard of Oz, it's really ours. If there's anybody that really deserves to be a good guy is Clancy Brown. Right? That's his name?
Right. Clancy Brown, the guy who was only in the episode for...
Who's the Kurgan? Well, actually, he gets a... Apparently, he's getting a recurring scene as a hallucination type person.
Oh. I thought they were just going to have him doing voiceovers. Much
well,
like they do on SpongeBob.
Voiceovers, and he's doing, you know, he shows up in this one, too. Because, you know, the girls apparently were so messed up seeing the creature in the woods type of
well,
thing.
Well, I understand he's the Kurgan, but to me, he'll always be Rawhide from Buckaroo Banzai, so.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, he plays a good guy, and he loses his head. Basically, Ichabod Crane worked for George Washington. He was a Brit, so he, you know, here we have a crime procedural with a British-sounding guy with a black female lieutenant. So, you know, it's like, oh, you know, there are some cute, interesting parts. You know, like, he actually throws his gun away, because he does know how to use firearms, but he doesn't realize that, you know, modern, you know, firearms have more than one bullet. It's kind of cute. Yeah, they look like, the sets almost look like something from X-Files. It's like, oh, hey, look, we found some sets. But it takes place in upstate New York, and I'm from upstate.
So those are fine to have sets, but the S.H.I.E.L.D., but if S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't exist, forget it, I'm done.
I know, I can't help it. But yes, we have a lot of crime procedural shows. We have a lot. We have a ton. I think that's all we do. That's all we make, are crime procedural shows. I mean, if you look at any of the shows, Haven, crime procedural show, you know. Holy shit. I guess
she
that's Lee. Apparently she liked the sets from.
Oh my God. What happened? Who stepped on a ferret? Oh my God, Lee. Oh God, Lee, no.
No, she stepped on a tampon. No.
You have to stab it. You have to stab it. Stab it. Stab it.
Hurry, Lee.
Kill
it.
Cut off its head! Get its tail! Oh, actually, gotta grab the tail. Grab the tail!
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is awesome.
Uh-huh, sure.
Rox says
it's horrible because she watched 20 minutes,
20
minutes of it, and
she shat all over it.
The sets were awful. The sets were awful. She said it's no NCIS. That's how bad she thought it was.
It was awesome. It was awesome. Bye, guys. Kim and Tuffley are leaving because they had to come over to our house. And Tuffley will be on. It was awesome. It was awesome. And I can't say anything because there'll be spoilers because Aaron said I couldn't spoil.
Aaron.
Bindi Aaron. It was awesome. And there was smiling and poo and porcupines and Gramsies and Lola, and it was awesome.
Okay.
All right.
I missed all that.
But yet you passed judgment and said it was the most awful show ever on television.
I did not say that.
Oh, hang on. Lee.
Uh-huh.
I love you so much. But
I love you.
Your volume is
You're
even
so
more
cute.
Amazing than usual because of your joy. So, since I won't ask you to dial back your joy because I'm not a bastard, could you dial back your volume?
I'm gonna try.
Thank you.
Believe it or not, I'm
so deaf already. I'm just afraid for my.
Yep.
I'm afraid for me.
Which?
Yeah.
Which?
Yeah.
My volume is all the way as low as it can get. I really mean that.
I believe you. I totally believe you.
It was Coulson, and there's gray hair, and there's little bits of gray, and Tahiti, and it was awesome.
Gray hair.
There's gray hairs right at the little temples. I love you. Bye. And then.
Coulson gets shivved in jail.
No! That's in the Oz version.
It's, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Shield is the new black. That's what.
That's the Rule 34 fandom somehow.
John, that's basically going to be Marvel's answer to Oz is going to be set in the vault.
and there are beds on the plane. There are beds on the plane and an interrogation room. Stop it, Lee.
You know, some of us are going to watch this later tonight, right?
Like, fly from crime to crime.
There's a gun they call the night gun. There's a night night gun.
Stop it. Some of us are going to watch it tonight.
Yeah, spoilers, Lee.
Can we watch it together after this?
Maybe wants to watch it with his.
You, I'll wait for you to drive down.
I'll put it on.
I got it on DVR just like you, and we can watch it together.
Oh my God, she's insane.
It was.
Yeah, she's lost it. She's totally fucking lost it.
Any dresses left? But not that I would watch anything like that.
Whoa! Hold on.
Huh?
Hold on. Hold on. I want to hear the dressing left. Thing.
Of course. No.
You see that? Really?
Dresses left. Well-tailored suits, dresses left.
Okay.
Can't swallow! Oh my God, this is awful! It was so cool! It was, and there's banter, and there's snarky best friends, and it's like, oh my God, so awesome! It's awesome!
I think I'm coming pretty good.
John,
and there's your book. Oh my god! I'm like hot. I'm actually like I'm like sweating.
Oh, when does Sam Jackson show up?
He'll have to.
Maria Hill shows up, and then there's I'm like sweating.
The spoilers.
When does Thor show up?
There was actually a long commercial for Thor.
I saw that. However.
And she didn't believe those sets either.
I knew.
What do you mean you didn't believe the sets? I'm not talking about sets. And Impulse of the Badass. It's so awesome. Oh my God, it's awesome.
Wow. I'm going to tell Eddie about this.
Hang on.
You're just throwing Eddie to the side, Lee. That's sad.
No, I still
I'm
going to
tell.
Team.
I'm going to tell.
See, Eddie doesn't hit like all my little things because like taller,
he's gonna be devastated.
And brunette and older. And see,
he's gonna be devastated.
He is not gonna be devastated. Eddie is a friend. He is not gonna be devastated. Oh my God, that's awesome! I'll watch it, Kim. I can't wait. John, can we watch it together, please?
No, because it's going to be... No!
Why not?
It's private time, Lee.
We would find John shriveled. He would look like a victim in the movie Life Force, is what would happen.
No, Kim and I were here, and we did fine. All three of the people with penises are fine.
Yeah, yeah. We'll wait to hear from Tuffley on that.
Oh, I only had one. I wanted more.
I wanted a lot more. And you gotta watch it all the way to the end because it was
okay, we get it. Jeez.
It's so cool.
Gosh.
Okay. Some of us are busy here working, educating people.
We need to, like, trank her.
No, seriously.
And Kim and I had champagne.
Oh, hold on.
Go away, child!
Go to bed! It's mommy's time to watch S.H.I.E.L.D.
But it's only 8 o'clock.
I don't care, go to bed.
I got the drink gun ready.
Okay, do you remember in Avengers which...
Alright, I'm pulling the trigger.
Wait.
What trigger are you pulling?
The trigger.
Oh, wait a minute. No, not the nuclear option. No.
I go big or I go home. Can't hear Lee. So what were we talking about, Widge?
Okay, wait, Widge?
What?
Yeah, I know, he is a vicious actor. Widge, you remember...
But now so she's come down a couple of notches.
I'm breathing now. During the Avengers Way Homer. During the Avengers Way Homer.
Yeah?
You talked about just, like, joy. Like, yeah. It was just so much fun.
Yeah?
Okay, and you... For you were very effusive in how much joy you had, which is not very effusive. But you were very effusive for you.
Okay.
That's how I feel right now. You remember that unbridled joy watching the Avengers?
Rocks?
When you could tell who was fighting who, not because of capes or shit like that, but because, you know, it was like you could see the fights and shit?
Rocks?
Yeah, I remember,
No, wait, Rox, whatever happens, we must keep her away from unbridled joy, because this is crazy. This is crazy.
I know, especially when she has to wake up and she has to go to work.
I know, I gotta go to work tomorrow. I'm gonna only, like, maybe watch it once after Weekend Justice. But if I get up really early in the morning, because hubby gets up at 4, I could get up early and watch it before I go to work. So go watch it at 5 a.m.
This is turning creepy.
I know. I'm afraid now.
No, don't be afraid. And it's really cute, too. It's very Whedon-esque with some of the banter. It's very cute. We'll see how that does in the next episodes, because he only wrote this one. He didn't write 2 and 3, so we'll see how that goes.
As Lee wants to point out as many times as she possibly can,
Whedon did not only wrote the first episode. He has not written anything else, and you got to pick those up.
Really?
Yeah, he only wrote the first episode.
Right, so it's not Whedon.
It's not really part of the Whedonverse.
It's not part of the Whedonverse. Lee wants to make that clear.
I'm perfectly clear. It's all about government conspiracy.
It's government agents. You know where this is going. We're already planning for next year.
We are totally planning for next year. And Mr. Greg, if you'd like to come to Dragon Con, we would be ever so...
Okay.
Oh, great. So he actually has my question, good. Lee, though. Who gets...
Oh, shit.
Who gets S.H.I.E.L.D.?
The question.
Lee is gonna... Oh, my God. I want to... You should sell tickets for Lee to fight whoever director tries to get...
I would think this would be a very good show to share.
Wow. She's trying to be very political right now. If it was me, since I have no relationship with the con at all, well, a tenuous relationship with the con.
It's because of your 80 days of Dragon Con or whatever it's going to be.
Actually, yeah, I'm putting up the last episode tonight. I'm putting up the last episode tonight. It seems like it would fit in the X-Files, since the X-Files is supposed to be all about, or X-Track rather, since it's supposed to be all about government agencies. In media, mm-hmm. essentially, in a fictional mm-hmm. media. Mm-hmm. That's why it would make sense. I know that some folks, because Whedon has been the biggest, he's a producer of the show, some people want to put it in Whedonverse. I don't necessarily agree with that, because at some point, it wasn't something he originally created. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. existed before.
Coulson existed before. Being politically correct, but I also can see it honestly as a show that is shared between two, because I think
You understand that Coulson did exist before the Avengers, right?
You guys! Oh my God!
Oh dear God! I'm gonna do it again, Widge. I'm gonna do it again.
No, Kim, wait a minute. Hang on. Let me try to talk her down. Kim, Lee was so insane. Hang on, Lee. He's gonna do it again. Lee was so fucking crazy that John whipped out the theme song that all of us hate.
Yeah.
He did the nuclear option and almost killed us all. So I'm just saying.
And Kimmy, you gotta be good because you got to see the cute kitten.
I'm just so happy. It was all from
my computer right now. I am so happy. Kim, the happiness is like in my tummy. In my little belt, and it just like warms me. I'm like like sweating.
I'm so happy.
Can we get a rational male on the phone? Is Tuffley around? Oh wait.
Fuck you.
He's busy killing tampons.
Call back.
Why are y'all? Okay, wait. Stop. Why are y'all killing tampons?
You'll have to listen.
Yeah. You'll have to
listen. I don't even care because my life is perfect.
Is it really? Yes. Awesome.
Right now, it's perfect.
As of 9:01 p.m., Kim and I were as happy from a fandom perspective as I think we've ever been. Other than Kim, only time I think you and I could have ever said we would have been happier was at the end of Due South.
Yeah. But I wasn't watching it live, though, so I didn't have the...
Neither did I. There is something about the liveness. And Kim and I are going to do this
special.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was... I literally can't think of anything I would change.
Oh, I could, because Clark Gregg could have sat on my damn lap while I watched that episode.
Whoa, okay. So I would just like to point out to Clark Gregg, because I know he listens, that I know Leah's offered you to come to Dragon Con. I promise.
And to come to Dragon Con.
I promise that we will protect you from her if you come to Dragon Con.
We would be completely and totally respectful.
Bullshit.
Of your left side, if you know what I mean.
Totally respectful in many, many different ways. Yes. Many, many different ways.
Tuffley, I was going to show up and ask if she was done yet, but she's not.
No, we're not done. Your wife came on, like, started it again.
I know. And your shirtless is still going off in the background. What the hell is up with that?
My what?
Tribble is still going off in the background.
The Tribble understands, Mike.
I gotta tell you, and the cat, okay, so...
That's the Tribble tampon!
I am not stepping on a tampon. I will hurt you later. Okay, so...
Promises.
I
threaten me with a good time.
We now have a new kitten.
Lee, if you don't
it's
get
really cute. The kitten is totally cute. It's really cute.
I'm making another
had
night's
me
watch.
Drinks while we watched, and I'm so happy.
You're welcome, Mike. Hope you get lucky tonight, man.
Except this thing goes on for like 7 hours, so by the time
they
can get off early. Kim's got to get off early.
Oh, they could get off early. That's true. That's what I've heard about Tuffley. I'm sorry about that, Tuffley.
Kim has to leave in about 40 minutes because she's got Person of Interest, which is her other squeesha.
Assuming we can pick up CBS, which I hope we can.
Hold on, wait, pick up?
We don't have cable anymore, and we can't pick up ABC over the air.
On HD?
Come on over here, you can watch it here.
Come back over to Lee's house.
We'll see, I'm gonna see how it goes. But this one's also already available on, like, the app and stuff, so I may be able to watch it tomorrow. Which, honestly, I don't know if I can take this level of excitement twice in one night. And, like, and seriously.
I'm sorry, Tuffley.
I'm trying to decide, wait, whose idea was it to not have cable anymore?
It's been a great saving, which we hardly ever need it, except for...
It was a mutual decision.
No, it was. And you know what? It's fine, Tuffley, because I need somebody here to watch
Lee's house. Because Lee understands.
You guys have HD there, though, right? How are you not receiving these channels?
Yeah, I mean, we have the digital antenna thing, and it picks up a lot of channels fine, including one that's in, like, Korean. It's just randomly a couple of them we don't get.
And
I don't know.
If you need Korean network television, we got you covered.
I would not care if Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. were in Korean. I'd still watch it.
How do you say dresses to left in Russian? But dresses to left? Dresses to left.
Kim, did you not know after I pointed that out, was it not totally like
it round by right? by the time you had indicated that, so I didn't see it.
In other words, it was like on for like a half a second, but she noticed.
Oh yeah, of course.
But she claims she's not looking.
John, I'm sure the internet will provide me the ability to analyze that scene.
But
hold on a second,
just a reminder for Tuffley, or in case Tuffley, well, this is for Tuffley, but for Kim, Tumblr only on Wi-Fi. All right, yes. Moving on.
I know.
You dress
also,
to the right.
Also, don't go to church until after.
Hold on, wait. What did you say, Tuffley?
You dress to the right.
What did Tuffley? I heard what you said. I'm going to get back to that in a second. But Tuffley, what did you say?
I was reminding Kim also while we were doing the reminders about the internet. Do not look up Broadchurch until after Thursday as well.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
I just started watching, so
it's really good.
It is
awesome.
Witch, don't look up Broadchurch on the internet.
I'm not going to. Okay. So here's the other thing.
I looked up Broadchest. Is that wrong?
That's a
different show.
Widge dresses to the right as well, by the way.
That's a different ITV show.
Okay, Widge, Tuffley, all of us, yes. What, all of us males that are here?
Yeah. Yes.
Why is it that Lee knows which way we dress? First of all, I don't even, do any of you?
Here's what I don't understand. She says I dresses to the right, but I put on my socks first, so I don't know.
Well, you know, she had those psychics in the X-Track for years, so maybe something
wrong. Oh my gosh. And you know, she probably asked
that
she on
psychic potential panel.
Let me ask you another question, too. Do
Lee,
either
Lee,
of you
actually,
dudes...
Hold on, wait a minute. This is important, Lee. Eddie, right or left? Oh, come on!
Left. Okay. Left.
Now, Widge, Tuffley, let me ask you guys a question. Do you guys consciously ever put anything in any particular location? Other than not in the
None
zipper?
Of y'all do. None of y'all do, but you all do.
I'm sure
none
it's
of you do, but you do.
Habit.
It is.
I missed the last
John,
part of that question.
Look,
does
John,
it lean? Maybe it leans towards
up,
my... Maybe
look
it,
down right now and tell me I'm wrong.
Maybe it leans towards my dominant hand.
John,
what?
Stand up. Look down
I already answered
and
the question.
Tell me I'm wrong.
It leans towards my dominant hand.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Dress right.
So
hold
I
on, I'm standing
know,
up.
Hang on. I don't want to know about your BDSM relationship with your hand, okay?
First off, I'm in my boxer shorts and tank top, so...
Whoa.
Woohoo!
That's how I normally... This is why it isn't a video podcast.
And by the way, when I did that woohoo, the tribble went...
The tribble is having a very exciting...
You know,
because every time Coulson did something perfect, we both went, which was awesome.
Yeah, well, every time Coulson did something perfect, which is every time
he did anything ever. Also, Maria Hill, oh my god.
Oh my god.
She is so awesome.
And Melinda.
Yes.
Melinda.
Good, because How I Met Your Mother is horrible so far this season. The two episodes they've aired.
It'll be fine. Look, you know what? We got to get through this season, and then we've got Colby the whole forever.
Maria forever. Yay.
Maria,
she had, seriously, she had more character development in, like, the 5 minutes she was in that episode than in the whole Avengers movie. I'm so happy.
She did. No, she really did. It was awesome.
Well, in the Avengers, hold on. In the Avengers movie, basically, she talks to Nick for about 3 minutes tops, and then starts shooting people, and that's about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And that was the character
note.
But I must say, there is a bit of, and I haven't talked about this, but there is a bit of a detail in the opening of the Avengers that I really liked. Which is when she's getting into the car, she actually tosses her gun into the other seat. And I think that is just such a nice bit of detail for her character.
Wait, who tosses their gun in the other seat?
Maria.
Is that a euphemism?
Yes, it is. Oh. No. In the beginning of Avengers. In the beginning of Avengers. When she's going to chase down Loki and whatnot.
Okay.
As she's jumping into the car, she throws her gun or tosses it into the seat next to her, as opposed to trying to jump through the car with the gun in one hand and shooting the entire time and that kind of thing. No, it's actually something that someone who's trained would actually do. Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Do not put on time. Oh, you motherfucker. By the way.
I'm going to go build a bookcase now.
No, no, listen to me. You're not going to build a bookcase. You're trying to figure out why you dress right.
No, no, no. Billy is right behind me waiting to be built.
Oh, you went to IKEA, huh?
As you do we
all of us do. Did you get some meatballs?
What do you think?
So at the risk of sounding completely horrible, how big is your Billy?
Well, I just want to know if Billy ever lost your number.
I told him not to.
Never listens.
As long as you haven't lost mine, John.
John, you sound a bit flat-packed, I must say.
By the way, I would not leave the parking lot until the IKEA song was playing.
Yes. Wow.
Really?
As you do.
And what
as
do you, what
I
do you
almost got into two accidents.
He had his iPod on random, and it took 6 hours for it to come around, but he didn't leave the parking lot until it came
The
on.
Kids were yelling in the back seat.
Well, it also helps.
I gotta go potty!
It also helped that he was standing in front of the IKEA before it opened with his boombox.
Oh my god, that's an awesome idea for a viral video.
Yes. Oh my god, we should all be there.
So wait, you're
take this part out, Widge. Don't give anybody any ideas.
Hang on! So you're saying that IKEA as a company is gonna break up with you?
No.
How does that even work?
No, we're trying to get IKEA back.
We just want to make sure IKEA knows we really, really love them and it's forever.
Well, they listen, so of course they know.
Well, IKEA listens to everything.
Greg listens. I'm in deep, deep shit.
Or maybe you're in deep, deep Greg.
I'm just waiting on that.
On Twitter, because I think he was live tweeting during the premiere.
Kim, I do not follow Clark Gregg on Twitter, because that would be wrong.
Because there is a restraining order keeping you from doing
Twitter
so.
Twitter is amazing.
No, let me do this as Buffy.
He's so awesome.
That would be wrong.
Are you auditioning for something, or what is happening?
Can you give awesome. It to me in a sexy voice? Okay, now a surprised voice.
No, I don't think we got sexy voice yet. Try it again.
Okay. That would...
All right.
That would be wrong.
Okay.
For the surprise voice.
So we'll call you. You don't call us.
Yeah. Thanks. No need to sit down on...
number two.
No need to sit down on the couch, Lee. We'll talk to you later.
Oh, fuck you. He still loves me. Shut up.
No,
all right.
Or lay down on the couch. You can either sit down, you can either leave or lay down.
I'll lie down. I'm good. All right with that.
Hello.
Okay, so are we talking about Dragon Con or are we done with that?
I didn't know we were talking about Dragon Con. We talked about Dragon Con last week.
About television.
You guys did that last time because I just want to say CCH Pounder and Jamie Murray are like my two new girl crushes.
Now, CCH Pounder is on the... She's on the latest season of Sons of Anarchy.
I know. She hugged me.
Well, of course she would. You're awesome.
And she said I was sweet. And then when I gave her your note, and I said, no, I know the person who has the bike, so I didn't want you to think, like, you know, some freak, like, walked in here, like, left this note. And she was like, you know her?
I'm like, yeah, she's one of my friends.
Like, oh my god, you're just adorable! I mean, it was awesome.
CCH Pounder, oh my god, so cute. I just adore her. You know who
and
I...
And Jamie. Oh my god.
What? Who was that? What?
Who? Jamie Murray, who played H.G. Wells on Warehouse 13.
She wore that crown, apparently, all weekend long.
Let me just say, as Melissa Etheridge said, she would go to the other side for Brad Pitt. Jamie, call me. That's all I can say. That's all I'm
going to
say.
Oh, thank God. That's all she's going to say. So who else wants to talk now?
You know who is also... You know who's I discovered kind of at Dragon Con that I now have a total girl crush on? Jacique Nicole.
She is horrible.
She's amazing.
Too.
Oh my God. Lee, have you looked at her website? She draws comics.
No way.
She does. She draws comics.
Kim, and she's Dana
on Night Vale.
Yeah.
And so cool. No.
But Kim,
Kim likes to knit and shop at Michael's. I'm like, call me. We could be friends. We could go to Michael's together and talk about comics. And it would be awesome.
Oh, my God. Every one of our fringe guests, I have to say, from Extract, and because I'm not talking officially, but from Lee, who just, like, happened to meet these people, oh, my God, they're all so fucking adorable. Oh, my God. They're adorable. Now, Jessica was awesome. Seth was awesome. Michael was awesome. Michael was, like, somebody I want to bring home and, like, feed. Along with and Jessica. I want to feed all of them and, like, whatever.
And you know that weird kind of crush you get on celebrities sometimes where it's not like you want to, daydream about sleeping with them? It's more like you daydream that, like, if you ever met, you'd totally be friends and hang out.
How do you want to feed them, Lee? In what manner?
What?
In what manner do you wish to feed them?
I think there's, like, rope involved.
No, my husband, the chef, would cook good food for them. No. Because she is like, oh my God, Kim, she's like tiny. Oh, do you know who my husband was mad at? No, sorry. My son was mad he didn't get to meet.
Who?
Janelle from Warehouse 13. He's like,
He was like,
Mom, you didn't introduce me directly to Janelle. And I'm like, well, I'd like said hi to the whole group, this is my son. He goes, no, you didn't introduce me to Janelle. So,
for the transcript, was that all caps?
It was totally all caps, yeah. Yeah. Which, am I really loud? Because, you know, I've moved it all the way down.
No, you're better.
You guys, I'm so happy, though.
My belly button is still happy.
Like, seriously? Okay, seriously and for reals. I was so excited about this show that I got a stomachache beforehand.
I know!
And it was just so perfect.
Dear Clark Gregg, I love you. I want to have your babies, even though I can't have babies anymore, and you're just awesome.
This is officially the most awkward drunk dial ever.
Oh my God.
It's like Bizarro World Weekend Justice.
We all have mustaches and goatees.
I don't. All Tribble I have does. Is effervescent joy. And champagne cocktails, but that was before.
Oh, you had champagne cocktails? Damn.
That's what those are, right? With the sugar cube and the
Was it absinthe? I don't know.
And every time Clark Gregg did something perfect, we could clink our little glasses together in celebration.
What was really funny is, and Kim and I didn't practice this beforehand, was when we were really, really happy.
Because that would be creepy.
Our little feet went, it was awesome. Tuffley, do not bring recording equipment to my house, you motherfucker. I'm just going to say.
Do it.
I don't think the microphones register pitches that high.
Tuffley, just use your iPhone.
I like the idea of a podcast commentary on. Although it really would be just, it would be like at a register that I think maybe Hell Puppy Cora could appreciate it, but not many other.
Oh my gosh, Widge, why don't, like, next 2 weeks from now, we'll have two episodes, you know, we should squee every time somebody gets whacked on Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, you fucker. Hit all y'all.
I can't hate anybody. I'm too happy.
I'm so happy. I'm so glad.
Kim, I'm all fucking clamped.
I know.
Kim has had a very good 2 weeks. I really
have.
I really think she should go buy a lottery ticket now.
Yay!
buy us all a lottery ticket.
Just nice things keep happening.
All right.
Also, I've been talking about my awesome birthday cake that's going to be amazing and epic. I'm really
excited. Okay, did you get somebody to, like, custom make you one?
Yes, I am.
Is it all shield-like?
No.
Oh, my God.
I told her I wanted it to be nerdy, and I told her, here's a bunch of things that I like. If any of them sound like a fun idea, you know, make something up. Because, you know, if I'm going to commission art, I generally give, I'm like, make it sort of about this, but, you know, then use your artistic judgment and make me something cool, right? So, and she gave me this sketch, and it's so awesome. It's got, like, all the things I wanted incorporated into one awesome cake.
Well, so it's a giant Tesseract cake, well, right?
It's going to be really exciting.
Well, guys, to let you know who's doing it, it's the person who did the Walking Dead cake that I posted on the site.
It's going to be amazing.
And she does fantastic stuff.
It's got Hawkeye and Mass Effect and Spock and a cute little robot and all kinds of things.
That's awesome.
I'm going to post so many pictures. And on the inside, it's a Black Forest cake, so it's going to be for Portal, too.
Wow.
Even the flavor is a nerd reference.
Wow. Wait a minute. Oh my gosh, you know what would be perfect, Kim? Just like those king cakes, you should like hide a bottle of Black Phoenix perfume into it as well.
Yeah, but if it leaked, then it would taste weird.
Well, no, then you're
right. And I brought B-Pal to S.H.I.E.L.D. tonight so we all could sniff perfume and stuff while we watch.
I think my son like took like 4 or 5.
Okay. Well, just write down the ones he wants so I can take them off my swap page.
Mm-hmm.
Although, one of the ones he likes is called, like, Golden Priapus, so you might not want to buy him that one.
That sounds like some sort of adult toy.
I could, but I'll take the, like, label off.
Yeah, you may want to. He's like, oh, this one smells good. I'm like, okay.
I do want to let everyone know that my Twitter is totally filled with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Sorry.
Yeah, I think you actually tweeted Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with your spontaneous orgasm comments on Twitter.
Did I really?
That was directed
yes, you did.
To the
yes, you did.
This is a terrifying...
Instead of the hashtag.
No, wait, where is that?
It's,
is it
over it's... Well, Lee, Twitter is on the internet, so...
Shut up, I hate you.
Trending.
I think Lee's multiple orgasms are trending.
It is a fangasm of ridiculous proportions.
Twitter. Lee's...
Be all day and talk about work and work things? And tomorrow I have to go all day and sit in a leadership retreat where, honest to God, one of the actual True Facts agenda items is leveraging the prioritization activity.
However,
the reality is if you aren't leveraging it, then what else can you do with it?
Well, you could prioritize it. Thought is, do you leverage the prioritization or do you prioritize the fact that you need to leverage the prioritization? And then if you've done that, do you need to leverage then the prioritization of leveraging the prioritization? Where does it fucking stop?
I think it depends on the metadata.
Yes, that's true.
Then there's a paradigm that must be shifted.
Colson is waiting for you on the desk.
Well, unless you're dressing the other way.
Oh my gosh, that was so amazing and awesome. You guys, Dean and I were in the same office, and when I got into work today, there was a little Colson on my desk waiting for me.
Previously on desk. Awesome. Sorry, I don't have it queued up.
So this
was the best thing that happened to me all day until I watched S.H.I.E.L.D. and then that was the best thing.
Again, sorry, Tuffley.
Yeah.
I'm used to it. It's okay.
You guys, you know what I mean. He's the baseline foundation of joy. This is on top and beside.
Everything else is better.
Wow.
I'll be on top. I'll be on the side. I'll be behind.
Right. Whatever you guys want to do, that's fine. But you don't need to bring it on the podcast.
Oh my wait, the worst.
Did you just realize what you said?
Wait, when did we establish that rule?
No, no, it's just she's being very graphic tonight, Duffley.
My God. Seriously, that's the graphic I'm being? I talked about John and which way he dresses, you and which way you dress. And
right.
This
and I put on my socks first. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally. Did you put your socks actually on your feet, or is this the Chili Peppers thing?
And Kim?
That's what I have the third sock for.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Her husband's, like, totally equilateral. There's my superpower. Just saying.
Okay.
Just saying. Yeah.
Lee's X-Men name is Isosceles.
Oh, and also there was the good Thor commercial where you get to see Jane smack Loki in the face. So that was awesome.
That was cool. To show it again. Oh my god.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, super Loki.
I think we can actually make money selling the transcript of this episode, which.
Well, the good news is that. Well, I will say this, if you tried to run it through a voice recognition thing, it would blow off.
Why the fuck did Tuffley not tape us and not tell us about it?
What? So not only did he not tell you, but he didn't tell you that he wasn't doing it. What?
So now you want me to tape it but not tell you?
No, you can't come in. I'm going to frisk you before you come in, but I wouldn't have even thought about it this time.
So are you sure you don't want me to...
No, tape.
You sound like Kim Kardashian as you're saying this.
Your reverse psychology is just blowing my mind right now.
My belly button is so happy.
Okay.
So your belly button is sending out messages now in place of your uterus?
No, just my belly button is happy. It makes me all warm and happy.
Okay, so I would say to your husband, if he's listening, the best thing to do is to wrap her torso in tinfoil so maybe the broadcasts will stop. I'm just saying. I learned that from listening to Art Bell.
Turn off the music and go home.
Well, there's that too.
Kim, let's do it again. 1, 2, 3. I'm just so happy. I'm like giggly. Oh my god.
Everything is just perfect.
I'm so happy.
We're so happy. You're so happy. Just so long as you stay happy. We'll stay happy.
I promise. Come to DragonCon. I'll be professional. I swear.
Yeah. And she means professional in the oldest sense.
Motherfucker, shut up!
That's okay, she'll comp you. It's okay, Clark.
Oh, I totally would. Clark, whatever Clark wants, Clark gets. I don't care.
Jesus Christ.
No! Okay, so at DragonCon, Mitch Peligi, who is, oh my god, awesome. He, if you're listening to this and you're very
I'm so sad
young.
I didn't get to see him. I had such a crush on him.
Oh my gosh. He looks fine.
He's a fox, I gotta say.
He not only looks fine, he
Lee, which fine. All right, which way does he dress?
I didn't check.
Oh my god, Lee! Oh.
Pictures, all good looking pictures. All right. So,
Mitch, if you're listening, if you'd like to contribute to this, please let us know.
Leave. You're condemned to the Siege Perilous. Get to Australia.
So, he, on Monday, we were doing a panel by himself, and he said, look, what I'd really like to do is, like, pull a chair down. I don't want to be, like, up on that stage. I want to be down with everybody else. Is that okay? And I just looked at him, and I said, whatever you want, you can have. And he looked at me, and he went, thank you, darling. And I was like, so it was awesome.
And that voice of his, too. He's got a great voice.
Oh, I forgot that voice. Oh, my God.
Yeah, back in the X-Files days when everyone was like, ooh, cry check. I'm like, forget
him. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Skinner. Yeah, William is Skinner's baby. Dude, no, I am not. Mulder comes back, and Skinner and Scully are there, and they're meeting him, and you look at Skinner, and he's like, you know, shaking Mulder's hand and, like, patting him on his back. He has the total look of, dude, I'm so sorry I screwed your girlfriend. He totally has that look!
Okay. Well, you know, if you were in that point in your life where you were feeling insecure about things and everything was kind of stressful, yeah. Like, wouldn't you turn to him? He's such a solid, dependable,
dude,
broad-shouldered
every day in my
guy.
Life.
No, I would totally. In a crisp white shirt.
I know, yeah, right?
Shirt. Oh, John, those ties and the glasses. And no, he even said that had a crush on Scully. It was awesome. That's why Scully got away with everything.
In a Simon Pegg sort of way, crush, or?
Wait, what do you mean by Simon Pegg crush? Who does Simon Pegg have a crush on?
Well, he films crush videos where he crushes things.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit. You're lying!
Including
you're lying.
Tampons. Live tampons. He crushes them.
All right. What the hell is this about tampons?
You're gonna have to listen.
I don't wanna listen about tampons.
Hey, I had to live through it, okay?
You're so
just
much
better than I don't want to live it. Okay.
Rox was there. Rox has killed many a tampon with her bare hands. So, I, you know, just show some respect.
You know, I have squeezed the life out of a tampon. So
mental image. I didn't quite.
Oh, wow. I win the internet.
We got listeners just laughing now.
I'll leave it be. You win.
No.
Can we talk about Sleepy Hollow now? Is anybody watching Sleepy Hollow?
I watched the first episode. I haven't seen the second one yet, but I thought it was hilarious and awesome and also kind of terrible, but in a great way.
It was awful.
It's
awful, but hilariously
awful. Don't you think?
Like, I cackled with glee the whole time because it was so bad and yet so funny.
So bad, but so adorably historically inaccurate. So, yeah.
And also, I've got to say, I have to give them props for the fact that of the four main characters, only one of them was a white dude.
Wait. So
I appreciate that in a show.
Hang on. Back up a second. So let me just say, so Headless Horseman, was that the part that was historically inaccurate, that there was no Headless Horseman, or...
Pretty much everything about the history part was inaccurate.
Oh, sweetheart, you could have wished the Headless Horseman was the historical.
Oh my god, I know, but now, the thing is you have a headless horseman that can use a semi-automatic weapon.
That's
awesome. Yes. Yeah.
Now,
that's my question.
Technically, he never used a semi-automatic. He used the shotgun.
Yes, he
which
did.
Which his mind is being blown in the background, but by the way.
I know.
Well, in the fuck. And the poosh you hear is witch's mind blowing.
Hey, I thought that was the triple.
No, the triple's being quiet right now.
Okay.
Shut up. I think Sleepy Hollow is going to be one of those shows, much like Stargate Atlantis, of a guilty pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
I have to trust my brain. I have to remind myself I don't have a history minor minus 3 hours, which would have made it a major. No. It is so bad, it's awesome, and in all ways, not bad as in, it's historically inaccurate bad. It's not bad. The acting is good, the characters are good. Oh my god, they have a woman of color as one of the main characters, and not a woman of color who is a light woman of color, but a woman of color who's a woman of color. Oh my god, thank you.
She was so great, too. I really liked her. Yeah, I liked awesome. The fact that she was kind of like giving him the side eye the whole time.
So,
the thing that made me happy was I felt like the show was about her, not about him.
What is it is about her, because
which
have you
made me happy.
Have you seen episode 2 yet?
I haven't seen episode 2.
I have.
So wait a minute. Back up a second. So is the historically inaccurate part that somebody, like, goes to sleep and, like, wakes up in the present day? Is that the historically inaccurate part? Oh, okay, all right. Just checking.
Well, he does, his first victim once resurrected in the new world, so to speak, is the guy who played the baddie in Highlander.
Clancy Brown.
You mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah, so my question was...
He plays Mr. Krabs, really, is what you...
My lingering question from the first episode, does that mean the Headless Horseman now has the quickening and can have children?
Yeah. No.
That's a very good point, sir.
Wow.
You win, sir.
It's wow. The question, however, toughly. I will go with that.
Wait a minute. Doesn't he have to defeat Ramirez as well?
Ramirez is another planet. He left the planet.
There was no second movie.
There's no Ramirez. There's George Washington. The George Washington.
Okay, somehow
it was historically incorrect.
Wait.
Okay, let's just say this was less historically accurate than Assassin's Creed.
Hang on. Hang on. This is important. Lee?
Uh-huh.
It's not the George Washington. It's an actor playing George Washington. I hate to be the one to break it to you.
Don't you understand Coulson is a real person, Widge?
Shut the fuck up, you motherfucker. You know I love you, but shit.
And Lee, even though I have your back on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I do not have your back on Sleepy Hollow. There is no government conspiracy or anything inside of Sleepy Hollow.
Literally, I gotta say, thank you for having my back on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I gotta say, with Sleepy Hollow, Dragon Con, I am gonna be, like, number 3 in that list, because I'm gonna be like, it's all about, like, their police, and, you know, totally all I got on Sleepy Hollow. No, Sleepy Hollow is totally horror and urban fantasy. It is awesome, though. I gotta be very honest.
There is a conspiracy to keep the information from getting out.
Well, that's true. There are
I have to go see if I can get Person of Interest on. I'll be back if it doesn't work.
Okay, go do that. There are TV shows where you turn your brain off and you just enjoy it for the TV show. You know, Stargate Atlantis was one of those for me. And this is another one. Because I just, every time they say anything historical, I'm like, yeah, no. Because I literally, guys, everybody who's listening, I have a sociology major and a history minor. And my history
minor... Will you stop doing that? Because every time you mention major, I get the Pirates of Penzance in my head.
I have a history minor, but my history minor is in feminism during the colonial period, which includes witches.
You said witches, right? Not
witches.
Okay.
Witches. Are we gonna go
get a degree in that?
I get a minor.
She went to a girls' school. Oh boy, I'm getting in trouble.
Excuse me, Boutel. I finished. Fuck you. Oh, snap.
I never feared for my life as much as when me and Serv were going on a riff about her college. I feared for my life the entire time.
Because I literally thought about leaning down and grabbing both of their dicks and like,
oh, and she would know where to grab because she faced.
Well, that's why I dressed to the right, it's further away.
Swindled the promoter, trapped the lunatics for a ride. And a little voice inside my head said, Rosemary, baby, I got the time. Oh!
I'm also a victim of a
It was running wrong if you wanna roll. Please step away from the vehicle. Ragnarok, a revolution is. Give me just a minute while I clarify. Cool down my trip, I try to remember what it was I wasn't to lose. And I probably could. Wow, she's made it really deep.
Spanish channels, four Korean channels, and three Jesus channels, but no person of interest.
You can't get person of interest on the Korean channel?
The NSA, is preventing you from watching that factual television show.
Jesus is the ultimate person of interest, okay?
Okay, let me rephrase that. I can't get the Jesus channel I want to get.
Jesus channel. Fuck!
You know what? And what's funny is, I didn't even think about the casting when I made that joke. So yeah. Thank you, Kim, for taking it to the next level.
You know, it's what I do.
I know.
Well, but I'll be able to get it tomorrow because I think it's on the app, the CBS app, so I'll have to get that. Sorry, person of interest, I'll watch you tomorrow.
Okay.
Person of interest listens and forgives you.
Person of interest cares.
I do.
Okay, now you sound like the Whispering Forest.
Is that a euphemism? Never mind.
No, it's a thing from Night Vale. No, that's the other thing that's awesome.
Oh, okay. See, okay, here's the problem about Night Vale. I'm really...
Are you trying not to spoil other people in your house?
I've downloaded it, but I haven't listened to it yet.
Night Vale. What's Night Vale?
Here's the problem. Welcome to Night Vale. I feel like one of the cool kids because I found it before, like, you know, rocks and other people.
You should feel that way.
I know.
Because the table that have all the cool kids. Like,
you know, honestly, I tried watching it and, or tried listening to it, rather. And I tried watching it. It just did not work for me.
Yeah, that wouldn't work very well.
I tried listening to it and I thought, it's okay.
Well, but John, that's not something you like.
I guess so.
Listening to things?
No.
I hate that. How dare I do this week after week?
Genre that she would think
that's
he would
not. Have. That is not a genre. You know what? In all honesty, Widge,
yeah,
you'll love it.
Okay.
If I was going on a continuum of Weekend Justice people who would love it and be like, John would be on the E, Rob would be on the E, Aaron and JJ would be like, we'll see. You and Kim and Rox would be like, no, you and Kim would be like, woo, and Rox would be like, how the fuck did those people get in my house?
Really?
Well, now Aaron.
Does this mean I now have to look around my, what?
Aaron was quoting it at the Show of Shows, so I know he listens.
Did you? Oh.
Did I? No, Aaron, we're two different people. Yeah, we've actually been seen at the same place at the same time.
As far as anybody can tell.
I say that they are different people. One is blonde and young and bendy.
And the other is Aaron.
And the other is old. God love him, but the other is old.
I know. I don't bend worth a damn. Not even when I'm dressing.
Because he's constantly on little blue pills.
They're not that little, and they're not quite blue.
And actually, most of the pills are yellow. The Xanax, it's yellow, it's tiny, it's kind of oblong.
I wasn't necessarily mentioning... Okay, never mind.
Shoot.
So, introductions?
Oh, sure. Why not? We haven't done them in a while.
Oh, Lee, you know what we should do, too? Oh, sorry. I interrupted introductions.
Oh, how dare you! That is a first! That's the first time it's ever happened!
Jesus Christ, we're doomed now!
No, Lee, we should get together and get our picture made for our shield badges we're getting.
I know, we've got to do that.
We should dress up and, like, go somewhere where we can get a thing. It'd be so much fun!
Now, are you going to wear a Maria bodysuit?
I don't have one of those to hand.
How much would you pay me? If I wear the Maria
I'll dress up as Coulson.
Hold on. If I wear the Maria bodysuit, would you dress up as Superman?
doesn't seem like a fair trade.
Well, what is a fair trade for my Maria bodysuit?
I don't know.
No, I need a bodysuit. There's got to be some latex in there. There's got to be some spandex.
Come on, John. You've already thought of a price.
It's got to be something with Dex in it. Like Dex and trim. That would be fine.
I could totally cosplay Maria with my hair. I could. Yeah, I could. If you will cosplay somebody else, but you got to be in the suit. We both have to be in a little bit of spandex flagrant.
Hey, John, we'll fist bump you.
Well, you know, it is Dragon Con. And when you fist bump one person, you're fist bumping everybody. That person is fist bumped.
Everybody else there. Oh, God, help us all.
Fist bump safely, people. Fist bump fucking safely. That's all I'm saying.
I'll cosplay Luke Cage. How's that?
Sweet Christmas.
Luke Cage. No, unacceptable. You have to be in Spike for a land.
Hang on.
That is the biggest problem she has with that particular cosplay.
Let me just explain, John.
Yes.
The for hire part for you is correct, not necessarily that type of hero. And the Iron Fist doesn't mean what you think it means.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
It depends if you ask nicely.
So I think you're confusing this with Rick Flagg from the DC Universe.
No, seriously, I would totally cosplay Maria Hill.
Ooh, I'll cosplay Ric Flair.
And John, if
woo!
There
was an, huh? What?
John, if there was an Iron Fist involved, you would truly be a Howling Commando.
Oh, by the way, I loved the Journey into Mystery shout out in S.H.I.E.L.D. That was great. That made me happy. Because I'm a nerd. In case anybody had any doubts left.
I need a hammer. Does anybody have a hammer? Go ahead, Widge.
You need a hammer.
Yes.
Do you want a hammer in the morning?
Actually, I don't want to hurt people, but I do need a hammer.
Well, see, Kim, I don't have any taste, so.
I am still waiting to figure out what the hell John is going to dress up as.
I went with Ric Flair. How's Ric Flair sound?
No, Kim, does that count?
No.
Thank you.
Okay, John.
The weakest looking Ultimate Warrior?
Here's a suggestion. Harley Quinn.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's DC, not Marvel. Go to Marvel.
Oh! So
that's the problem.
Thing, that doesn't count. It's just the fact that it's got to
be. Wait, but Marvel. Superman is DC. Hold on a second.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
He could do Superman, only Superman, because I gave him a Superman ring.
Which I broke.
I did. Broke it?
I'm so sad. Yes.
How did you break it?
Well, first of all, it's plastic.
First of all, it was only like $3.99.
And it's plastic.
I know. It was like plastic.
It wasn't exactly welded on there.
So people are like, what the hell are Lee and John talking about? I got John the last time. I know. The last time I went to Six Flags, I got John a Superman mood ring, and I told him he had to wear that at Dragon Con so I could watch it and like be like, oh shit, John's going like John Smash, and we have to all be good. If he got like all crazy and it went black in the mood ring.
It never did.
It never did?
Nope.
What color did it go? Purple?
It went all sorts of colors. In fact, actually, the ring is still sitting on my desk, the top of it.
Aww. Because purple and blue means you love me.
But the purple was because he was wearing it in the wrong place.
It wasn't the ring that was going purple.
No, it wasn't. Because it was really, really cheap metal, too. It's like nickel.
That's not what we're referring to.
His little pinky was turning all colors.
Totally not what Widge and I were talking about. What?
I know what you were talking about.
So do I, but I was trying to ignore it. Shut up.
But it was a little big for me.
That's how he joined the Purple Lantern Corps.
John, I got the smallest ring there was.
I was referring to something else yet again. Anyway.
I know, but I had to throw that out there because that was
So,
really good line.
Because she...
Hmm?
Oh, I'm sorry, that really good line part stopped me in my tracks. So, yeah, John, I was going to suggest you could be Red Kryptonite instead, but it's got to be Marvel, so...
That's true. Yeah. I could play...
It could either be Superman or...
Which I would have done Power Girl, but it has to be Marvel, so...
I know, Obnoxio the Clown. There you go.
No.
I would have done Starfire, but nope. Yeah. It's got to be Marvel.
Apparently in the new 52, anyone can do Starfire.
You can do She-Hulk.
I love her.
I'm just saying.
Awesome.
You like the new one.
Kim, did you see the new 52 Starfire?
No.
John, you can't do Lucky the dog from Pizza Dog from Hawkeye. There are many things you can't do. So, what are you going to do?
I don't know, Lee. I would let him cosplay as Pizza Dog.
No! He's got to be in spandex and or Lycra.
Oh, wait. He can only do Pizza Dog if he has the mobile of symbols.
Yes. I agree.
If he's wearing that
above
his
head. Actually, if anybody cosplayed that, I would be so blown away. It would be amazing.
So,
John, if you did Sharktopus, I'd allow that. I'd dress up as Maria Hill if you do Sharktopus.
So where would his tentacles go?
John, how about
Howard
the Duck?
You can find that out on the internet.
Howard the Duck is Marvel.
Yep, totally Marvel.
Oh, John, you do Howard the Duck, and I do the Leia Thompson person, and we walk around on Sunday.
Even I have standards.
I know. What do I do on Sunday? I don't do anything Sunday night, except sleep.
That's what I've heard.
I sleep a lot. I'm tired! It's been a long gone. John, that would be awesome if you did Howard the Duck and I do the Leah Thompson person. I can do the big hair. I will let my hair grow out. I'll do the big rocker hair.
I think the Howard the Duck costume is the more difficult part of that particular.
True. John, why don't you do Dazzler instead?
All right. I'm okay with
Disco
that.
Ball Dazzler.
You know who I could do?
Well, yes, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about you wearing a costume.
You mean Rawhide Kid?
No, that was... John, that gets us in trouble with both of our spouses.
I was thinking of... What? I'm just talking about Jim.
John.
Okay, Jim. Hang on, Jim. Jim, son of Saturn, is DC.
John, if you got you and all and as many unique geeks, because I think it would be four, to do Jim and the holograms.
That'd be awesome.
Gender appropriate. I would dress up
except I need Aaron to play Jim.
That is up to you. You get Jim and the holograms. I will do either.
I will be
Wonder
one of the holograms.
You tell me.
So, wait a minute, back up. I'm trying to figure out the logic here. So, how is it when...
I guess Jim's taller than the rest of them, so never mind. I guess it can't be Aaron.
It doesn't. Toughly, there's no logic. I'm just trying to get the man in a costume. Shh.
I'm just saying,
as Jim and the holograms, I will either find the misfits, or I would be like Wonder Woman or Maria Hill as your agent, whatever.
John, I just sent you an idea.
That's awesome.
Oh, fuck. Did you put it on Skype?
Yes, I did.
Ah, yeah, we can all look at it.
I'm broken.
Oh, shit.
For those people at home who know, it's US 1. For those who don't know, you don't want to know.
What the hell is that?
It's horrible.
Who is US 1? Who is he? I've never heard of him.
I can't look at that anymore.
That is the gayest superhero I've ever seen in my life.
What, Marvel?
It is Marvel.
Just like this.
John, you would win.
Uh-oh.
If you did
What's the next one?
Actually, that's oh. the lead singer of Loverboy.
John, you'd need a dance belt for the second one. Super Pro, you'd need a dance belt, baby.
Yeah, NFL Super Pro.
You know what?
Again, if you know, then you know. If you don't, then you don't want to know.
You don't want to know. Yes, John?
Either of those might work.
Go for it. You tell me. I will dress as Maria Hill for either of those two.
There you go.
The cat suit. I will do it.
Well, here's the thing, I wonder. Now, the carpet company did put the smackdown on the people who did the carpet costume.
They did not.
Can the NFL do anything?
I believe the issue was that they were selling the fabric on Spoon Flower.
That is the issue.
Yeah, the issue was that they're selling the fabric, and they've stopped.
They didn't care that they cosplayed it. They just cared that they were making money off of it.
They were selling the really ugly fucking garbage.
Which is interesting, because how many other places is that goddamn carpet?
Oh, my God. That means it's in Marriott's across the U.S.
The Marriott Ninjas.
I will tell you, I have stayed at many a Marriott, and I have never seen it. John?
Actually, the more surprising part of that cosplay is that there was actually room for them to do that cosplay.
Yeah.
Well, no. Do you know when they took that picture?
It had to be before con.
It was Thursday night, Friday morning. Yeah. No, I know them. It was Thursday night, Friday morning.
So John, what I think
By the way, why does Super Pro have an arrow pointing toward his package?
Why? I got a better question for you. I got a better question for you.
Notice it.
Tuffley, why don't you have an arrow pointing at your package? That's really the question we want.
Well, he does, but he keeps it under his shirt. So John, what
it's a
I would
Hawkeye
say is
arrow.
Do NFL Super Pro one night, and then the next night be Marvel Zombie NFL Super Pro. Two costumes in one.
John, I would do it. Look, you gotta buy a dance belt. I gotta buy a shitload of Spanx. We'll be all right.
I also had to buy Spanx.
Yes, we'll all have to buy Spanx.
Spanx for everyone. Spanx for the memories.
Are we gonna really do this? Seriously?
You better.
Yeah, it's done.
I'm actually cosplaying the cop in the background.
Shit.
I never said what I was cosplaying. I'm actually cosplaying the truck.
Okay. Well,
that cop has a really wide belt.
Yes, he does.
And a little tiny package.
Which way does he dress?
It's worth pointing out that he doesn't have an arrow pointing.
I should probably record some of this.
Yeah, that would be good. Press the red button.
Oh, did I tell you guys about my Jarvis ringtones? They make me so happy.
Jarvis ringtones?
I have Jarvis ringtones. Okay, so there's an app you can download for free.
Are they Martin Jarvis? Because that would be great.
No, it's really Paul Bettany's voice from Iron Man. Right. And you can download the app, and I think it goes along with the Iron Man 3 DVDs. Like, you can unlock stuff or whatever.
It's the second screen app for Iron Man.
Yeah, it's got some little things that go with it. But the best part is it comes with Jarvis ringtones. So now all of the things on my phone are Jarvis telling me that, like, there's a matter that requires my attention, or I have a new message, and it makes me so happy. Every time
that's
I get
a really bad idea.
Love it. Because it's Jarvis in my phone.
Which would be better, Coulson or Jarvis?
Coulson.
Cole
Why
Jarvis.
Do I have to
Cole
choose?
This.
No, Kim. Fully functional. How did you make that echo just then? I worked at it.
She was speaking into her Maria Hill cat suit, which just happened to be hanging up next to her.
That she claims she has to go by.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Well, it's actually just the Catwoman costume from a couple years back. She just put a S.H.I.E.L.D. logo on it.
Oh, God. Not if it's the...
Oh, my God, witch! I want this shirt! What? Oh, my God, I want this shirt!
Which shirt?
Shirt.
You just emailed me a shirt.
Oh, the Coulson shirt? And my homeboy.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That's a pretty cool shirt. So, I can't wait for the explosion of S.H.I.E.L.D. merchandise that surely will follow this awesome, awesome show. I will buy all of it. Listen, ABC, all of it, I will buy it. Take it, and I will buy it.
Sorry, Chuck.
I got a hat. I got an ass.
Action figures, t-shirts, posters, mouse hats.
Actually, it's worth pointing out that Kim wanted the Hawkeye and the,
I wanted all of them, but they were, like,
the Black Widow action figures that were in the window, since they aren't actually available.
Oh, my God, we both want the Hawkeye one in the window.
Especially the Black Widow one, because there is a Hawkeye Marvel premiere or whatever, the nice collector figure, which I have. But there's not a Natasha Black Widow. The Black Widow they have is Yelena.
I found a derelict beer.
I have two in my fridge. Should I go get one?
No, I'm just cleaning up my desk area, and I just.
Do you mean a derelict brand beer or just a discarded beer?
No, a derelict branded beer.
Ah, okay.
It's not open.
No.
Derelict beer. It's not open.
Like off topic.
Now, Kim, do you mean that action figure?
No, I can't. What is it?
Yes, that's the one I have, I think.
Nice.
No, not that one. No, that's the really nice one, I think.
Okay, if anybody wants to buy me a present.
Yeah, that's the Hot Toys one. I really want that one. The one I have, I'll find it.
Hot Toys, Kim and I both want desperately.
Okay, so amazing. So let me just say.
The one I have is the Marvel Select one.
Well, let me just say that I'm a little disturbed that when I then went to go look up Black Widow, I searched on Black Widow Hot Toys. You know, they have now the Google Images comes up with other suggestions up above.
I'm sure they're probably terrible.
The first one is called Zipper Down. I'm like, oh, please. Come on.
Oh, that's an American Horror Story site. They've already put that up?
Nice. But yeah, so there's the stuff that's going on your, no doubt, onto your wish list.
Actually, all the Hot Toys figures of the Avengers are amazing. Like, I want them all. Yeah. They're so expensive.
Oh, yeah. They are, but, I mean, they have, like, 125 points of articulation.
And the thing I like is the sculpts are so good. Like, it really looks like the people.
Well, they've done, like, the laser sculpts of them. And, yeah. Yeah.
I want the Black Widow one and the Hawkeye one and the Coulson one. I really want the, they had the Captain America rescue outfit where he's got the leather jacket on, like, over his showgirl Captain America outfit. You know, from in the movie?
I don't remember him being in that movie. I remember, What's-Her-Face from Saved by the Bell.
What?
Never mind.
That was the bonus scene.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That was no, the
part
cut.
Of the Captain America movie where he goes off to rescue Bucky. They made one that had him in that outfit, and it was really cool. I think it was a Comic-Con exclusive, but they still had some.
Right.
Afterward.
Guess we'll talk about Comic-Con in a minute. Guess what I have. Listen. Shh.
Wait.
Listen.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
No. Shh.
Does the bread box dress to the right?
No. You didn't hear that? That was the sound of a derelict morning blend coffee porter opening.
Must be nice. Wish I had one.
John, I've got it here. You'll just have to come north.
John's in Florida.
So, literally,
I will tell you, Rox, it was so hysterical because I saw my boss at Dragon Con at the Dead Dog party. And he was like, do you have another one on you? And I'm like, I don't. And he's like, the biggest sigh I've ever seen.
See, it's like Mapo. We've done it. There's the ad.
And you left all the stickers. I put one of the derelict stickers on my car.
All right.
Hell yeah.
John, I'll get you one.
So, Fox.
John, you never had one?
No.
Like, literally never had one.
Never got one.
You never got one.
Never drank it? Never.
Sweetie, they
one?
Were like four of them in my...
John, you've never
the
felt the embrace
that
of a derelict?
None of us knew. No. The fridge
I've
that
never
really
known
there.
The cold embrace of a derelict.
Oh, and Rox, yes. Father Brian said it was an amazing beer.
Oh, good.
As did a couple of other people.
Look at
technically count as a blessing?
Yeah, of course. She'd probably do that. He's awesome. And, most of my guests didn't drink while they were there. So, but the two guests that did had Yuengling because they were from Pennsylvania. Yeah, sorry.
But you can get that anywhere.
So, Yuengling's awesome. So Fox is greenlighted Gotham. This just came out. This was just posted about 45 minutes ago. Fox has greenlighted Gotham, the story of Commissioner
City?
Commissioner Gordon.
Okay, wait.
Okay, Tuffley,
wait a second.
It's well, Tim? The problem is you're right,
Open
Tuffley,
the
Fox.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. numbers. Let's go look.
The problem what? With that is...
I don't know. Why are you asking me?
The problem that sticks out immediately while they're looking up numbers. The problem that sticks out immediately is Fox. Why isn't it on
CW?
CW or yeah?
Well, because Tuffy,
because
I think
it's CW.
Well, yeah. By definition, you have to like take your shirt off a lot on the CW. So, I mean, do you really want to see James Gordon in like a college age
oh
Jim
my
Gordon
God.
Taking off his shirt
depends
a lot?
On who the, well, it depends on who the Jim Gordon is.
Okay, so, I mean,
if you look at this link that I sent,
again.
You're not going to want to see him with a shirt off.
Oh, who is it?
Can I also say that I'm looking at the Iron Man hot toy, and this is the one place where you'll see the phrase fully deployed air flaps, and it's not a euphemism.
Bruno Heller is playing.
Mm.
Oh, excuse me. No. It's from the showrunner, Bruno
I think
Heller.
He's the
no. Yeah, you're right.
Not the actual.
Got it. Got it.
God.
I corrected it. I'm correcting it.
Hey,
corrections
hey,
are being made. Made corrections.
I know for a fact that the showrunners have to be shirtless on the CW as well, so it doesn't matter.
Have you been watching Supernatural again, Witch?
I have never watched Supernatural. However, I really appreciate the show that came before it, which was Preternatural. That was great.
Which, if I want to know numbers of who watched what at 8 o'clock, how do I do that? What's the Google?
Don't come out till tomorrow. The analytics engines don't work that fast.
Lee, what you want to do is contact the NSA, and they can...
They already know me.
I can drive...
Apparently, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Surpassed 1 million Facebook fans before the preview even aired, which is believed to be a record for a new series.
I can drive the 1 mile down to Nielsen. If you want me to, and knock on their door.
Yeah, do that, sweet.
Their main headquarters is about a mile from here.
Yeah, do that. Handle it.
Now, wait a minute. I thought Nielsen's been dead for a while. I'm sorry, that's Nielsen. Nielsen. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Wrong one.
Sorry.
Not Neil Armstrong.
Okay.
So anyway.
So? Yeah.
So, yeah, Fox is the problem, obvious problem with the...
Well, because, wait, does Warner Brothers own a real network now? Because I don't count the CW. Do they?
No, I don't think so. Not anymore.
Well, not outside of, you know, HBO.
Do they own HBO?
Yes.
Wow.
Really?
Warner Brothers, yeah.
Are you sure it's the same Warner Brothers?
Oh, yeah.
The Warner Brothers that has Yakko and Wacko?
And Dot.
Huh.
But I'm just...
We made Kidlet watch that, and he's like, oh my god, this is the funniest show ever.
Because, yeah, HBO for the longest time has had all of the Vertigo shows, like developing shows based off the Vertigo comics.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they had Preacher and Sandman for a really long time.
So, basically what's happening is...
And
they
Hellblazer.
They haven't figured out that what they need to do is be using HBO as a way of getting directors ready to go, like, actually shoot feature films that won't suck. They haven't figured that out yet.
No.
Well, all right. Well, at least we know where they stand. Yes. I mean,
sure enough, they own HBO.
But I mean, Tuffley, where else?
Not that I was doubting you. Or anything.
But I mean, where...
They also, interestingly, they own Time, which owns Entertainment Weekly. Interesting.
And Time, as Einstein told us, is also space. So,
It's also come today, Widge.
What? That sounds dirty.
Is that time. Cosmic Bukkake? What?
You know, time has come today.
Oh, speaking of
time, and they obviously own Turner Broadcasting. Duh.
Huh? I need that. Time. What? Did we ever figure out which issue it is that has the Coulson ad on it? Because I went to the store when the pictures first coming out, and the issue they had at the store had a Jeep ad on the back.
Now, was it actually a, was it a real magazine, or was it something that they...
Yes, it was a full-page ad on the back cover of Time magazine. That was mocked up to look like the cover.
Yeah, because I watched Morning Joe, and you Twittered it that morning, and I'm like, okay, they're not saying anything about it. Just saying. Because they always talk about Time magazine once a week. So,
yeah, I don't know. But I've been trying to figure out which issue it was, because everyone just keeps showing pictures of the back cover and not the actual,
I think you and I need to go to a couple of bookstores and figure it out.
We can take a trip. I'm up for it, Lee.
So does anybody remember the Ren and Stimpy episode, the Space Madness one?
To come to con, I'm going to get him to sign it, so I have to get one.
I think there's some sort of
Please
Space Madness.
Please do not ask, but I'm going to ask Clark Gregg to sign if he comes to con.
Well, now, Kim, the only thing I've seen is that it appears to have gone live, like in the past 2 weeks or so, and they said it says back cover of this week's Time magazine. So,
right, but I know that sometimes, like if you subscribe to a magazine, you get it in advance of the cover date.
Yes.
So the day after I saw that picture existed, I went to the grocery store to get a Time magazine, and it wasn't that issue. That was
so. Then would it actually be this week's Time magazine?
So I'm wondering if maybe
it's on the newsstand.
So I need to go again and look this week. Which would make sense, since this is the week the show premiered.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think we do need to do that, because I think it's also going to show that way. I think it's just going to kind of show up wherever you are.
So.
Okay, so.
I think you're just going to find it. I do. I don't know that they did every one like that, so I think it's going to be like, oh my god, I got to stand there. I got to stand there and look through all the Time magazines and figure out which one I want. And unfortunately, oh my god, I got to go to bed. John, are you going to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. tonight?
I will, yes, later. I'm not calling to wake you up.
Wait, call me at 5 a.m. We could watch.
Oh my god! Leave the man alone.
You may have a problem, Lee.
Why not?
You know too much about
it.
Coulson. Coulsonitis.
First of all, your wife is not going to watch it because she's not into things like that, so we can watch
she
it together.
She's watching it while I was up here. And then I heard a weird vibration coming from downstairs, so I don't know.
Oh, that's normal.
I got her number.
That you'll find is a normal sensation during the airing of
the show. She said I could have you for 5 days, no questions asked.
Wow. But she didn't mean in a row.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, never mind then.
Yeah, she was fine with that. Yay! Broken.
So try that. They don't say specifically something, but
on eBay, really?
I know.
Is that the September 23rd issue?
Yes.
September date.
Okay.
That's what
the cover date is. September 23rd.
That would be today or yesterday.
So that would be the current issue of Time.
Yes.
Right.
What's the buy it now offer? $4.
Well, don't buy it.
Just go down to the go to the Publix.
Just go to
if
the,
I can have time in a bottle.
Yeah, but it has not $85 shipping. Fine. I'm not gonna pay.
Okay, so Kim,
well,
whichever
you can
one
have time in a bottle.
Tomorrow, let's go there and do that. Let's go.
I can't
Ross,
because I'm in that stupid retreat all day. I can't even get away from lunch.
All right, we'll go to the Kroger tomorrow near us. If you will go to the Publix near us too. You go to the
I'll do whatever, but it has to be after work because I can't get away at lunch.
I'll go to the Kroger during lunch. You go to the Publix after work.
I'm sort of amazed that, you know, Publix is open for another 30 minutes. So, you guys aren't true fans.
I gotta go to bed.
I know, I have to get up early.
early for the stupid thing tomorrow.
All I can say is it's
so
somewhere
conveniently timed.
So somewhere,
I actually had recommendations.
Clark Gregg is just weeping, but that's okay. What, Lee? What's your recommendation?
Really?
Yeah.
Besides Agents of Shield.
Yeah.
Agents of Shield. All right. So first of all, Sleepy Hollow. So far, fun to watch. Turn off your brain. Enjoy it.
But historically inaccurate.
Totally, completely historically inaccurate. But
you know, they always revise history now. I mean, look what, you know, during the Bush administration.
Oh,
it's all different.
That's, they do that all the time.
Yeah. I think the issue, yeah, right. I think the other issue that I'm finding very interesting in a lot of TV shows, a lot of other things, is how they're using the Bible as a fictional book. Because they're using the Bible, I mean, in Sleepy Hollow, they're using the Book of Revelations to tell the story. And in other stories, they're doing that. They've done a little bit of that in Grimm, not much, but a little bit. They did that in X-Files. They've done it in other shows. So I find
everybody
that
everybody loves the Book of Revelation because it's so trippy.
Well, the Book of Revelations is really, really the stoner book of the Bible. So,
you know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for Alan Moore's interpretation of that Revelation.
Oh my gosh, you know, R. Crumb's got one coming out.
Yeah.
So you got that. I also, I'm going to recommend two things on Amazon you're not going to understand unless you're older and probably female. Number one, I want to...
1930s tampons?
No tampons. I don't use tampons anymore. I'm old. I cannot have babies anymore.
Okay, that's TMI now.
Well, then, don't
okay,
bring
up... Okay, you guys started it, I must say.
I must say, I didn't bring up tampons for the first place.
What was that you were saying earlier about time and ball?
Yeah, I always will recommend Photographs and Memories, which is the Jim Croce CD. I grew up on that. The other thing I will recommend, I've literally been doing self peels on my face, and I've been doing it with salicylic acid and glycolic acid, and they're on Amazon. So you can do that. And
hey, Lee, so is the film The Abominable Dr. Fives. Just saying.
Alright, you're gonna go there.
Okay, this is how Latveria went down the wrong road. I'm just saying.
I will say very much. I have very oily skin. I have huge freaking pores. If we could figure out how to pull oil from, you know, my forehead and my chin, we wouldn't have an energy crisis or an oil embargo.
Please
but
feel free to experiment that in an article in the middle of the
No, so I will say, yeah, it's actually worked. It's made my pores really smaller. It's helped a lot with some tightening of my skin, but doing the salicylic acid, rinsing that off, and then doing the glycolic, so that's been good. And if you have teenagers, so everybody on this podcast knows Kidlet, right? Yeah. He's adorable, correct?
Is that the smaller human that's in your house?
That is the smaller human in my house. That's not
okay.
A cat.
No, that's Lee. That's Lee.
Smaller anyway.
That's Lee.
The one in the middle. The one in the middle, height wise.
That would be the dog. Okay. So it's Lee the dog going upwards.
Hurt you. Literally, I don't care if you're wearing a dance belt. I will hurt you, Boutel. I will hurt you. I will hurt you. Right? I will grab it and twist it and pull it over the head.
Dragon Con has a no harassment.
Yeah, stop harassing me.
Only for John. No, John enjoys it. He didn't say no yet.
Excuse me. No one enjoys harassment. No means no, Lee.
John, do you mind me grabbing you?
Excuse me, podcasting is not consent.
John.
And there's the title.
Podcast.
Oh, thank God I didn't come up with the title.
Oh, God. It's all my fault again. Kim. So if you have a teenager, and many of you may have that, who is worried about things like that, X out. It works. Woo!
I highly recommend the Uncanny X out, which has a die cut cover.
Well, actually, if you have teenagers...
Is that the one that Magneto was the good guy and Cyclops was the bad guy?
Wait. If we are doing this for comics, Grim, awesome. Secret Avengers, awesome.
If you have a teenager, really Triple X out would probably be the better option.
It has been 157 days since our last helicarrier crash.
I will be very honest. If you have a teenager, you know, tie it in a damn knot.
John, the Triple X out is how you deal with all the socks.
Everything else, because
I don't think socks can give you gonorrhea, but maybe they can.
Did I tell you guys
it depends on how you dress with them.
It was hysterical.
I saw,
you know, which, if Vin Diesel's going back and making all of his films, maybe he should remake Triple X.
So
I would be okay with that.
Oh, we didn't talk about our Comic Con thing.
I know. All right, so wait. Let me talk about Dragon Con. So Mitch Pileggi was talking about, like, he has a teenage daughter, and he's like, yeah, you know, I gotta be the dad and all this. And I'm like, Dad, just show him. I work in public health, man. Just show him pictures of, you know, syphilis and gonorrhea. It'll scare the hell out of him. It'll be awesome. He was like, oh, awesome idea. I was like, there you go. So
it's nice that you can bond with people over these things.
It's awesome. It's awesome bonding over teenagers and how to scare the shit out of them. It's awesome. So, you think you want to have sex. Here, what do you think about losing half a nose due to syphilis?
And then the next day you give them, like, a gift certificate to, you know, Good Vibrations.
Just what you do is you need the film from Johnny Dangerously, Your Testicles and You.
Let's talk about gonorrhea and purple taco. Let me explain how real that is.
Now, John, Purple Taco is DC, and you can't cosplay again. Purple Taco.
Damn it, and I was going to.
No, there is no cosplaying as Purple Taco. No. 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 Kim, anyway. Kim, keep going. Yeah.
So, Comic-Con.
New York Comic-Con.
Yes, New York Comic-Con.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So, there was this prop replica of Coulson's badge.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I posted it on my Facebook. Some of you may have seen that I was lamenting the fact that I didn't know anybody going to Comic-Con so I could get the Comic-Con exclusive, that where they make you also your own S.H.I.E.L.D. agent badge with your name and picture on it.
Uh-huh.
But Lee got me the hookup. So I got one, and I'm going to get it, and Lee's going to get one too, and we're going to have Coulson badges and our own S.H.I.E.L.D. badges, and it's going to be awesome.
Because Lee knows many, many people, and John G. Kim and I love you long time.
I was going to say, isn't John J going? Yeah.
John G is.
Well, yes. Yeah, same guy.
Yeah. I know.
Here, let's call him and ask him.
I'm really, really happy.
I got him right here. Hold on.
No, I have him. All right, you call him right now?
No, I was kidding. I was joking.
Trapped in her crawl space. She's been taking rocks lessons.
I may or may not carry that thing around with me in my purse like it's a real live actual bag.
Dude, I am totally carrying it around every day. And
ooh.
Since
you guys work for a government agency, can you try and get in with it? You should try and get in with it.
No.
You know, actually, Lee, if we put our smart card behind it in the little wallet, it might still work.
What the hell is level 7?
They're not allowed to know.
We're not allowed to talk about that.
Toughly, they could tell you, but they'd have to squee at you until you died.
Oh, dear God. Please no. Please no.
I think that's a rusty venture. No.
They could tell you, but then you can't ever get out of the basement.
Okay. Suddenly, this podcast's turned into a really bad remake of Blair Witch.
Hey, so wait, are we doing introductions?
Yeah, all right, I'm going to bed, so John, Rob.
Night, Lee.
Yes.
Face me.
What?
Goose you?
Introduce me.
I thought you said seduce you.
No. I thought she said gooser.
And seduce me.
Oh, okay. All right.
I've already been seduced. It's all good.
All right. And that's Lee.
Hi.
Hey, Lee.
All right, now introductions. The real introductions, starting now.
We've seen you staggering out of the work week, but now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice.
Coffee.com, the number one audio internet train wreck, and we're here in the Hall of Weekend Justice with Weekend Justice League for edition number 202 of this monstrosity. But the Weekend Justice League, I will hereby introduce them, going from my right to your left. We have Tuffley. Hello, Tuffley.
I have no idea what's going on, but that's nothing new, really. Hi.
I know. Me too. I'm just sort of winging it. we also have Rox at Spaz House. Hello, Rox.
Squee.
Oh, John, please put that on the soundboard. I'm begging you, please.
Writing it down, sir.
Oh, no, just so next time, next week, when, you know, or the next time we do one of these, and then Kim and Lee get on after watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and they get done, and they finally run out of oxygen and have to breathe, you can just throw that in.
Well, now you plan it all out. Now it's no longer spontaneous.
I know.
That's okay. We can cut this bit out.
Okay, I'm sure we will.
Of course we will.
Has Doc approved of this particular bit of action, bit of business?
No, I'll talk to him.
Talk.
We can set it up for 6 months from now. You know, we do story arcs.
Which suggested Doc approved.
Yes. We also have Kim. Hi, Kim.
I am so happy.
Squee. I didn't have it cut out yet, so that's the best I could do, Witch.
No, that's
By the way, is that, how many E's is that on the end of it?
Many, many, many E's.
Okay, just wondering.
You know, it's funny, every time I try to go and post something on my phone, I try to hit E a bunch of times, and it'll pop up the little thing, like, do you need the E's with the accents? Like, it thinks that's what I'm trying to do.
Yes.
It just doesn't understand.
A, squay.
Squay.
That's for the non-hip people when you're trying to squee, but you're afraid of being square.
Squay.
That's what the kids who listen to the Decemberists do right there.
We also have John from the Neat Geek is here. Hi, John.
Sup.
Sup, squee.
Yeah, that's how the cool kids squee. Squee.
Yeah, that's how the cool kids squee.
Squee.
That's like emo squee. They squee, but they're not happy about it. So. I'm so confused. Alright, so before we do recommendations, Rox.
Yes.
Did you see the thing about the Emmys?
Oh, about,
that they had them?
Bob Newhart finally got an Emmy after 50 years.
Well, not even that, just the fact that they, of their tributes, they apparently left off Larry Hagman.
Yeah.
And Jack Klugman.
Yeah. But, you know, they do
But they got the kid from Glee, and that was the important one.
Yeah, there's always something, because remember, the Academy's left off Farrah Fawcett.
I think that was the Oscars, though.
Right.
No, I meant, yeah, that's what I meant. The Oscars, they're always leaving somebody off.
Except, as Tuffley pointed out, they got the guy from Glee.
I know. Whatever.
So, you know.
Yeah, and as somebody pointed out. Oh, go ahead, Tuffley.
I said, so, you know, the demographics covered.
How did they leave Larry Hagman off? Yeah, what intern do they get to do this job?
Well, so now we know sort of how, if you're going to strategize, if you're at the very, very end of your career, and you need to strategize a way to get on the Emmy Awards, it's basically die just prior to the broadcast.
I know, but Larry
and
had
if you do it closer as close to the broadcast as possible, so no one can really say bad things about you. Just die before the broadcast.
Die on the red carpet. Exactly.
That means Joan Rivers will be ready to go whenever it happens.
That's right.
Wow.
But I mean, he had a show. He was on Dallas again.
Well, he had Genie too.
Yeah,
I know. So,
yeah, I don't know.
Intern. I mean, I'd like to know what idiot intern they get for those jobs.
Here's my question: because no matter what you do, you're gonna piss somebody off, right?
Oh yeah, this is true.
So I'm like, why don't they just like remove it altogether and do it separately?
Yeah.
And so that way, what you can do is, because we only have like 1,500 fucking channels now, you could be like, okay, today is, you know, and somebody pointed out.
Well, that would be like A&E used to do like the biography. They'd always make sure, you know, whoever died, they always made sure that their biography lined up, you know.
But I mean,
what if they move the memorandum part of the show to the creative Emmys, because FX others that now.
Well, if I'm just like, what happens is, that way you do, okay, today is Larry Hagman Day, now we're going to show a bunch of stuff with Larry Hagman in it, here's the seminal episodes of Dallas, here's some I Dream of Jeannie, here's whatever else, like, that way you can have as much
well, that means
you, as
you
want.
Need, that means you need to have the dead channel.
What, I mean... We have every other
Isn't
fucking channel.
Well, I know. All right. No. But here's the thing. The problem is, they kind of did this. TCM does the best job ever of remembering people who have died. They do the best job because Larry Hagman was in Failsafe. He was in a handful of films. So they always made sure that they would show that person's film. Same thing with Jack Klugman when he passed on. And the same thing with Jonathan Winters. So, you know, the only one that really didn't was like Jean Stapleton, because, you know, she's in like a few films, but right. I think you're right. I think they should just remove the entire portion totally.
Well, yeah, you're going to piss somebody this way. You can have as much as you want, and these people deserve to have, you know, a bunch of stuff about them. I mean, Larry, you know, as somebody pointed out in Variety, he says, listen, I'm a huge fan of Jonathan Winters, but even I think Larry Hagman or Jack Klugman should have gotten in before Jonathan Winters.
Yes.
I mean, and me too.
Or, you know, the thing that TCM does,
right.
I think theirs is chronological of who died when.
Well, and
out
here's
of the
thing.
Year.
What you do is, to get everybody to, and not to be rude about it, but get everybody to shut up so nobody's offended, you basically have you give like TV Land, because you're right, it is sort of TV Land's jurisdiction.
Yeah. Yeah.
You basically have all these people give the rights, the same rights they would give the Emmys to show stuff, right? Mm-hmm. To TV Land 2 or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And you just say, go. You just go do it. And so that way you can have as much tribute as you want for everybody that you lost that year. And it's not in the Emmys, because, I mean, the Emmys, it's like, it's a huge downer anyway. I mean, yeah. Especially as I understand the way they did it was they did one before every commercial break.
I didn't really watch the Emmys.
Yeah, because Robin Williams.
I hate those shows.
Robin Williams did a thing with the Jonathan Winters. So he came out and did a little speech, and then
I was wondering why they were saying it was so somber. I guess doing it that way will do it. So it's like, yes, you do it early on.
But they were really what the network was preparing for was House of Cards winning Best Drama, in which case that would have been a sad affair on broadcast television. But
as I understand it, Vince, Breaking Bad guy, did attribute their success to Netflix.
Yeah.
So I mean, it would be sort of hard for anybody to beat Breaking Bad at this point, since, as I understand it, this is the only time it ever won.
Yeah, and AMC, here's the thing, and this partly goes into the Mad Men thing about them splitting it into...
Oh my god.
God. So...
Now I just want it over.
Yeah.
I just want it done and over. That's all I...
But the thing is, if they had left it as scheduled... Mad Men's final episodes would have been in competition with Breaking Bad because they're in the same eligibility period. Oh. So AMC is milking it, obviously, but they would also rather have Breaking Bad get the award next year instead of having both Breaking Bad and Mad Men split the vote and it go somewhere else.
So they're hoping for some sort of Lord of the Rings thing.
Yeah. Well, that's usually what happens. I mean, 30 Rock, well, 30 Rock got awards anyway. But there, a lot of shows end up getting, they're finally getting awards in, like, their last year in the air.
Hmm. Yeah.
Huh. I do see that Bobby Cannavale won for...
Yeah, that was actually, that was the funny thing. It was a lot of him and the chick from Nurse Jackie... They're like, we didn't have any speech prepared at all because, you know, Breaking Bad. So.
Yeah, and if not Breaking Bad, then Peter Dinklage is up again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, damn. So
yeah. My thought is, since AMC has made the decision partly to milk it, you know, and partly for awards reasons, I'm thinking this is the year that The Walking Dead should be nominated instead.
Yeah, I do too.
Just make it the wrong AMC show.
Yes. Yeah, because, you know, to milk a show for half a season each for Mad Men, it's like, just let it go. Just do it all, and we're done.
So I'm wondering if the break is to give them more time to produce the episodes, because a lot of the cast are doing different things now. And they wanted more of an out to get them all back because their contracts are over?
I don't know. I didn't read anything about why. Because if anything, it always hinges on the main writer guy because he's the only one writing it.
Yeah, but I think the cast contracts weren't 7 years.
Oh. Yeah, because What's-Her-Name is doing that one show. Ham's doing films. And
Hendrix is doing films. She's doing thing with Matt Smith, and she's doing another one.
And I'm sure Morse is on Broadway again. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know, you know, now I'm at the point, it's like, when they announce that and breaking it up in two, it's like, you're just doing pulling a dick move. You know, we know it's gonna end. You know, I'm having to deal with, you know, Warehouse 13 only getting 6 episodes next year. It's like, really? Okay, fine.
Well, here's the thing, though. AMC's going to have to watch it, though, and at least they did this before they actually, you know, advertised it or anything.
But, I mean, their current stuff, there's nothing current that's catching anybody's eye.
But the thing is, you did read the thing that came out a little while ago that with the iTunes having to refund people buying the Breaking Bad season pass because they bought it before they split it into two parts, the season into two parts. So people had to, and then the way iTunes had it set up is to get the second part that people thought they had already paid for, they actually had to buy part two.
Ooh.
Dick move.
So they, some guy was gonna, and I think he's still planning on filing, he was filing a class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
Against AMC and Apple.
Wow.
And, Apple basically sent out, basically credits to people who bought the first season, the season 5 of Breaking Bad. So that they can choose to buy part 2 or whatever.
Hmm.
But they're giving them like $23 credits. So if you bought season 5 of Breaking Bad, you may have an iTunes credit.
And speaking of which, you guys saw who's now in Once on Broadway, right?
Darvill, right?
Yep, Arthur Darvill.
Oh. Yeah.
That would be
and,
pretty awesome.
He may or may not be having to go back to Broadchurch duty pretty soon, so.
Well, don't say anymore.
I'm not saying anymore, and that's not a spoiler. He's saying he thinks he's in season 2, but he doesn't know for sure.
Well, that means he's alive, at least, at the end of season 1.
Is the vicar's life was never in peril, Wedge. It's not a spoiler.
Yeah, but I don't know that. I'm only halfway through the first episode. Anyway. So,
nobody threatens the vicar, Wedge.
Damn it! Why not? So anyway. Alright, so we should probably mosey towards recommendations, since it's getting to be that time. Who would like to go first?
Oh, I'll start.
Go, Tuffley!
Alright, so, bunch of albums. I'll spare you the ones that we covered in the special podcast of the Britpop panel from DragonCon, which is on the site, and you can go check that out. Plug. But go check that out, and I'll skip all of those. So that leaves, Nine Inch Nails' new record, called Hesitation Marks. It's a little more electronic than guitar bass, which, is, I liked anyway. So there's that. I thought it was a really good record. Janelle Monáe's, follow-up to Arch Android is called The Electric Lady, which is quite good. I enjoyed that one.
You saw that SoundCloud bonus track I sent you, right?
I did, yeah. And, yeah, I believe the Target limited editions have sold out. Is, cause
oh,
I went,
there you go.
Yeah. So, but great album. And she actually, if you go to the iTunes Festival, on the iTunes, or the festival, the live shows they're doing in London, Janelle did a really good live version of I Want You Back, which was the
full band, awesome.
High energy version of it, which is really, really good. And hopefully she'll do that live when she's here. So, let's see, what else? I think we mentioned Churches on the Britpop one, but The Bones of What You Believe is out. So go check that out. And, the Nico Case record, which is a very long title, which I can never remember the long album titles, but it's the new Nico Case. Go find it. It's really good. And, I will go ahead, since we haven't actually done it, Broadchurch. Check it out. It's brilliant. And the final episode in America, the final episode airs on BBC America Wednesday night. If you live in the UK, for God's sake, please don't spoil anybody. It's not cool. We'll see after that. Rush, the F1 movie that Kim wants to go see.
Yay, because Thor's in it.
And I'm undermining that. Yes, because Helmsworth's in it.
I want to see what magic they used to get Hemsworth in an F1 car.
Yeah, so Rush comes out on Friday, so I'm looking forward to that.
We're going to go see it, right?
Kim, it's the same thing that they used to create the Hobbits in Lord of the Rings.
Probably. That's what I said when I saw the previews. I bet that's how they do it. Didn't I? I said that.
You said
I'm in
that.
A really good mood today.
We noticed.
And that's it. I'm good.
Lovely. All right, thanks, Tuffley. Who's next? All right, Kim, go!
Yay! You should all watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because it's perfect and wonderful.
Yes.
I love it.
Tuesday nights on ABC.
Yes, Tuesday nights on ABC. You should also watch Person of Interest, which I'm sure is also perfect and wonderful, but I couldn't watch it tonight. I'll have to catch up. But, yes. So, it's probably been wrecked already, but you should get Janelle Monáe's new CD. because it's wonderful. And I know Mike was just talking about it. I couldn't remember if he said the CD or not. But it's really good. And you have to love somebody who can do awesome, fun, dancey music that just so happens to be about robot feels. And not just one song, but every single one of her albums has been about robot feels. And that makes me happy. Because Janelle Monáe is awesome. You should also listen to a podcast called Welcome to Night Vale.
Yeah.
After this one, of course. But Welcome to Night Vale is a little bit easier because it's only, the episodes are only like 25 minutes long. So you can fit more in.
Although they're just as coherent. Good luck.
Haha. No, Night Vale is really good, and I like it a lot. It comes out on the 1st and the 15th of the month. And I've been enjoying it a good bit. I have a glow-in-the-dark All Hail the Glow Cloud t-shirt, and it's a lot of fun.
I can attest it's a nice t-shirt. I can't say anything about the podcast, though, but it's a nice t-shirt.
It is a very nice t-shirt. Also, if you like Black Phoenix Alchemy Lab, the Halloween limited editions are up, so take a look and find something you like.
Halloween!
Oh, and Kim,
they have a lot of fun stuff for Halloween, yeah?
Kim, I just saw this. Wombats have a new album Tuesday.
Ooh, they do. Man,
it's called Your Body is a Weapon.
And I also want to recommend Marina and the Diamonds' second album, which is, I think Electroheart was the first one. I'm mixing it up. Hang on, let me look on my iTunes and make sure. Sorry, I wasn't preparing ahead of time because I was thinking of other things.
She was thinking of Coulson.
You know what? There's a lot of things to think about.
With Coulson.
Sorry, Tuffley.
Yeah. As I said, I've been there. So it's
just that he reaps the benefits of my joy. Okay, yes, the new one, the newer one is called Electroheart, and that's the one that I have not yet recommended on this podcast.
Tuffley is the joy reaper.
Oh my! So you should listen to Marina and the Diamonds because I like them and they're a good band. Although I think it's really just the one lady. I'm not entirely sure how that works. But I've previously recommended her first album, The Family Jewels, and now the second one, Electroheart. They're both really good. This is what I would have recommended on Britpop if I had been on Britpop this year. So, hey, bonus! Also, Ellie Goulding and Amy McDonald.
Well, there you go. And
Django, but I've recommended them already on this.
And John, Joy Reaper is, again, a DC character, and so you can't cosplay.
Ah, damn it.
All right, is that your lot, Kim?
I think so.
Fantastic. All right, thank you.
For now.
I only had right, one. I wanted more.
I'll go.
Oh, dear. Rox, what have you got?
Okay, I started listening to The Golem and the Genie by Helene Wecker. Interesting take. Fantasy historic novel set in New York City. Right before the turn of the century. So it's kind of cool because there is an actual golem that somebody created, a female golem, who's, you know, part of the Jewish enclave. And then this genie who is literally released after 2,000 years from a little oil flask. And they try to make their way through New York City. It's actually really cool. I would almost want to say it's like A Tree Grows in Brooklyn with fantasy thrown in, which it kind of is, because there's, you know, traveling through Ellis Island, the whole threat of, you know, quarantining people when they're sick and stuff. It's actually really delightful. And apparently it's this woman's first book. So there's a little bit of, you know, historic stuff, a lot of cool stuff about the Syrians. There's an area in New York City called Little Syria where there's a lot of, just so people know that in Syria there's, you know, different types of beliefs as well, not always Islamic. There's Catholic and Catholic Syrians and stuff. So you get a little bit of insight even off of Jewish lore and other immigrant lore as well. So it's actually, you know, and there's actually a villain thrown in. So give this a try.
Neil Gaiman's got a new book out called Fortunately the Milk. It's a short little read. It's illustrated by Scotty Young, who has done
artwork. I love Scotty Young.
Scotty Young did...
He drew A Babies versus X Babies.
Yes, and he's also done the Oz books.
That's right. Yes. I love his stuff.
It's really... this book is really cute. It's only
totally
like
50
bucks, but you should. It came out last week. Basically, it's a story about a dad who ventures off to get milk for his children because they ran out of milk and why he was delayed. So it's a fun read. The drawings are really neat. Here's the thing. If you get it for yourself, once you read it, you can always pass it on to a younger nephew, niece, whoever. So you can buy it for them and read it for yourself. So that's that. It's actually a fun read. It's really quick, little book. Boardwalk Empire has started. So I started listening to, music of the 20s again. 2 years ago, Boardwalk Empire actually does have a soundtrack. They have volume 1 and 2. Volume 2 is out now. Most of the music, if you listen to the tail end, like last week, it was Liza Minnelli singing a song. They use Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks to do the orchestration, and they'll usually get, you know, somebody like Patti Smith or Elvis Costello to do the song. The cool thing is they add the little pops and the little recording problems that they had during that time, so it sounds authentic as possible. So there is the Boardwalk Empire soundtrack, volumes 1 and 2. If you're still interested, there's vintage music, 1920s and 1930s, of which these are mainly the, and I think this one you can actually get as an MP3, so you can actually download it through Amazon. Those are pretty much the original stuff that they've cleaned up pretty well. So you get like a lot of Benny Goodman, some, Bing Crosby and stuff who sang during that time. King Oliver is another one, and Bessie Smith and stuff. So that's me for this week. Done.
Awesome. Thanks, Rox. Mm-hmm. All right, John, what you got?
First of all, I'd like to recommend the HTC One. It is awesome. It is a phone. I have it now.
Oh, wait. Isn't that like a Palm product?
No, it's HTC. It's an Android.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because, and oh, by the way, when I bought it on iPhone launch day.
Okay.
Because it made me feel good.
That's showing them.
I did.
You're such a rebel, John.
I am. I will also recommend a series of Tampax Tampon 1971 print ads, specifically the Three Girls Diving or the Girl Swimming print ad, magazine print art, available at Amazon, as well as Capitalizing on the Curse, the Business of Menstruation, a hardcover edition, of course. These are all... stories that try to cover up the true nature of the tampon.
And we don't want that.
The true history
yeah.
of the tampon.
Yeah. But if you've listened to this podcast, then you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Fax me a tampon.
See, tampon and in fact, see, this is an outright lie. I don't know how Amazon get away with this, because it says, this is not a reproduction, but an actual bit of history. No, it is not. Is not the true history, unless she's smiling because someone has killed the saltwater, the famed saltwater tampon monster that is swimming behind her.
Which is extinct now. They were overfished.
That is true, sir. You are correct.
Yep. Yes. There you go.
So these are the things I almost sent this link to John Jay because I had his picture, his. Link is a... Anyway. That would have been weird. Anyway.
You would have been very confused. Very confused indeed. So.
All right. And since you're going to be going to Amazon anyway, go through needcoffee.com/tampon.
Need No, basically, he'd look at the clock and see what time it was and go, oh, he's doing fucking justice.
That's probably true.
No, no, fucking justice is what we record after Weekend Justice.
Oh, that's our top show.
I believe that's Tuffley's.
That's right. That's our Talking Dead.
That's our one-hour show that we so didn't hire Chris Hardwick to host. That's fantastic.
We actually need to do that one day. Welcome to fucking justice. Oh, that's fantastic. All right.
Like I said, needcoffee.com/tampon.
Yeah. Well, sort of as John has said, any of the stuff that you have heard recommended or whatnot, if you're going to buy it through Amazon or anything through Amazon, you can go to needcoffee.com/Amazon and we get kickbacks for it. More people have started doing that. We appreciate you doing it. It really does help keep the lights on. So my recommendations, just real quick, because I don't remember what of this Tuffley we've mentioned or not, so just ignore me if I'm repeating myself. But I know that there's In Rolling Waves by The Naked and Famous,
yes,
which I'm really enjoying. Very happy with that as a follow-up album. Also, Wise Up Ghost by Elvis Costello and the Roots.
So you did like that one?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, did you like it?
I did. I enjoyed that record, yeah. I was a little surprised.
Well, like,
it wasn't what I thought it was going to be, so it was pretty good.
It does remind me of the Juliet Letters.
Yeah.
Elvis Costello, Brodsky Quartet, because it's sort of like not really either artist, but they actually did. You can tell they came and worked together on
it's
something.
It's not like they're his backing band.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like they just showed up like Jay-Z Unplugged or something.
Right.
So,
no, I actually enjoyed it. The other thing I'd recommend is I found someone called The Reverb Junkie. he's got an EP out. I forget what the name of the EP, but the album that she's got out is called All I Want. And it's good. That's not a remix. It's not a cover of that, luckily. But yeah, you can find her online, and I believe All I Want is available on Amazon. I'm not sure. On the DVD front or Blu-ray front, as the case may be, Iron Man 3.
Yay!
And by the way, two really awesome things on it. Number one,
Coulson.
Well, he's in the movie, right? As a picture on a wall or something. Or I think one of the Hot Toys appears in a corner somewhere. There is a breakdown of how they did the Air Force One free-falling scene.
Oh, cool.
Which is insane and awesome. And there is the one shot is for Agent Carter. So
that is amazing.
It's great. And, of course, the rumor is now that they've got a TV series for that going.
I would weep with joy if that occurred.
I would be happy just because I am sorry I would like more of the 1940s Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
I'm sort of pissed that we're going, that Captain America is not, they're not doing another World War II movie because I thought that was awesome. But anyway,
I would love to see like Agent Carter and Howard Stark and all the people from that era, you know,
yeah,
being all retro spy and cool. And then you could bring in like Cold War stuff and some of the spy stuff. I think it could be really fun.
Because Agent Carter. Because a possible Agent Carter show would involve the Howling Commandos.
Right.
Yeah. No, and the only question is, do you recast or anything, or do you just roll with it? Because I don't know if you can.
Well, what
I don't
the
know
hell about, is Dominic Cooper doing these days?
Isn't he like in everything?
But a lot of people
like
are like to go to TV
page
these days because you know they like the money or they like the kind of work that you can get. You know,
I thought the money was like in HBO and Showtime or AMC. Is there actually money somewhere else?
Well, or I would imagine that. You know, there's probably a good amount of job security in something, especially something in the Marvel Disneyverse.
Well, they have, there is that. Yeah, he's busy as shit. In addition to,
I was kidding about that, by the way.
No, what? Okay, good.
Well, but you could also do a kind of cameo thing.
Oh yeah, no, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, Howard doesn't have to be in every episode.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just like, if you do have like the Howling Commandos, because the majority of them, apart from the actor who plays Dum Dum.
Yeah.
I mean, most
he's one of those hey, it's that guy people that you see a lot.
No, but I should know his name. He's a great character actor.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I'll look him up real quick while I'm talking. But, Neil McDonough.
Yeah.
So yeah, you've got, although, hilariously, what is it? The guy playing Jim Morita, Kenneth Choi, he's like in, Ironside now. So, anyway.
That's okay, it's not gonna last long, it's on NBC.
It's, yeah, as we were discussing earlier, it's not very good either, so.
And again, it's a drama on NBC, it won't last.
Yeah, but Revolution is still around.
Yeah, but people pretend to watch that because the voice, people don't change the channel after the voice.
What they do is they watch it, but they spin their chairs around.
They keep trying to figure out where the hell CeeLo. That's what they're doing.
I will say, there's kind of an Easter egg, or it could just be a being thrifty and reusing props thing in the end of Agent Carter when you see the shot of Howard Stark, the like pimp dressing gown that he's wearing. Is the same one that Tony is wearing in the scene where he's, like, hanging out around his house, trying to cure himself in Iron Man 2. It's the same, robe.
Nice. They did that for you, Kim.
They do so many things for me. They love me.
That's what I understand. I've seen the memos. Also, I have not gotten it yet, but I plan to. There's a new Prince of Darkness Blu-ray. I enjoy that John Carpenter film, and it's got apparently new bonus features on it, so I like that idea. And coming out next week, while we're on our off week, House of Wax on Blu-ray 3D with Whee! Vincent Price.
Yeah, I was about to ask you which version.
Oh yeah, the actual yeah. 3D. So the question is, are they going to do it to the specifications of the original director? Which is
Castle?
No. Sorry, that was way obscure. Remember, the director of House of Wax only had one eye. So, true story.
True story.
So yeah, you have the original director's cut, which is actually 2D, and you're sitting there the whole time going, "I don't get it."
Am I awful in knowing that John just did a real world reference? And I believe that's the opening of season 2 Real World reference.
It might be. Yes.
The one with the country, the kid that did the country music.
Yeah, it's either season 1 or season 2 because those are the only two that I watched.
Yeah, it's season 2 I think. Oh god.
This is like a fucking nightmare. This is a fucking nightmare.
Well, Coulson was on Real World, I believe.
No, he wasn't. Shut up.
He got kicked out of the San Francisco house.
He beat, would ever he beat a
him
puck.
Any house because he's okay. Made of
wait a second. Hold on. Wait, I might be expressing that I know more about this show than I originally thought I was.
I'd like to point out that if I remember correctly, and I don't know if this is true in the new version of things, but Ultra Ah was the first superhero from the real world. So.
I believe.
Did I go too obscure again? I've been going really obscure recently. I'm sorry. I like to make Ultra Ah jokes. I'm sorry.
That was the season they were all in a house and they had to come up with a business or something and completely failed with that, right?
Isn't that all the seasons?
Yes.
I haven't ever watched The Real World.
Yeah, me neither.
You're good. You're unblemished. For those,
I would have thought it would have been training films for the organization that you work for.
No.
And how those things get spread.
I get where you're going with that, yeah, but
no, that's later seasons, man.
Okay.
They didn't do the sleeping around in the early stuff.
Yeah, that's when they were still trying to be like serious and dramatic or whatever.
That's
right.
That's when they were still, oh, let's just put the camera in the room and then orchestrate everything else and see what happens.
This is true.
I'm.
And then accusations of racism, of course, have to go around.
Yes. Yes.
And
I'm sorry, Rocks. Rocks.
Yes.
Can I just check with you on something?
Yeah.
Is a real world discussion happening on this fucking podcast? Have we all lost our minds?
No, we're not. We're not swearing at each other yet.
No, but I mean, we're actually discussing it like it was a real show. Is that happening?
It says right here.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Doc, it says wrap it up. I'm sorry. I thought
wrap
that said real
up.
World.
That's the note I got.
Yeah, I'll take
his,
it.
His handwriting is horrible.
I know.
Wait, you know, the real world discussion was in the script I got.
I know.
I know, but I got it with the blue and the red pen going through it saying cut.
I'm using the pink sheets right now. What color sheets are you guys using?
I'm on yellow. It's yellow. Yeah, find the yellow. It's under.
Oh, was he saying that while we were watching S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Wait a minute. Yeah, see?
I know. See, we were here early. We know what color we're on.
Hey, I've got the Argyle sheets, and that has something completely different on it. See?
All right, hold on. I think I'm on it now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Puck from Marvel. Okay. That's who we're talking about. Yes.
No, and I
not Puck
no
from
idea.
Real World.
I don't know where Doc came up with the idea of asking Lee how men dress. I really don't. We need to address that in our off air.
I do too.
Did you like my bit of Foley work there? Anybody? No one? Okay.
Was that? What?
Nothing. Sorry, I broke the fourth wall.
There's a wall?
Yeah, Superboy punched it.
Why Les is always blinking walls are there.
There's a widget walls.
That's true. Superboy punched me a lot, trust me.
Widget, tear down those walls.
Superboy punched the shit out of me.
Were we done with recommendations yet?
I think so.
No, I think we're like done.
Tuffley was recommending Real World Season 1 and 2.
Yeah.
No, Tuffley wasn't.
Actually, I think, you know what it is? Here's the problem. We misread it. It's actually The Lost World, based on the Arthur Conan Doyle book.
They didn't start voting people out of that show for years.
I know. Yeah. They would kick them off the mesa. It was great. They literally kicked them off the mesa.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to make it through that. Give me just a minute while I clarify. Hi there. Many of you know me as the half-assed engineer John on Need Coffee's Weekend Justice podcast. But what most of you don't know is that before I was internationally known by tens of people, I was a patient at the Sleep Deprivation Institute, known as NeedCoffee.com. NeedCoffee.com has provided me and many of you with hundreds of hours of therapy through engaging rants, dreamcasts, reviews, contests, news of the offbeat and cool, and of course, more information about caffeine than was really necessary. Why, without Need Coffee, I might have actually seen Starship Troopers 4 bugging out. Thank you, Need Coffee, for saving me from that fate. Now, all this goodness does come at a cost, so the fine folks at Need Coffee are asking for your help. Please head over to needcoffee.com/memberships to learn what you can do to keep this invaluable resource alive. Your contribution not only will allow for more great content and more chances to win free shit, but it might just save a kitten. So as you sit there, listening to this podcast, this free podcast, sipping on your $8 Café de Frou-Frou, think about what you could have done with that money instead. Sure, you could have donated to some worthy cause, or you could keep Need Coffee and kittens alive. Your choice. Visit needcoffee.com/memberships for more details. Oh, crap. Did I record that?
And here's Dakota.
Squee.